Coachmaster Auto Body. Big box store body shops to come to our area. They contract with as many insurance companies as possible. They provide discounts for these referrals. This allows the insurance company to dictate the parts and repair process to ensure the lowest cost of repairs as possible. This is not in your best interest for your expensive investments. At Coachmaster, we work for our customer, not the insurance company. We have no obligation to cut parts prices or use inferior parts. We follow strict manufacturer repair guidelines. It's your choice and your choice alone where you choose to have your vehicle repaired. Coachmaster was established in Reading in 1969 and doing quality repairs in Reading for over 55 years. Coachmaster has proven to be your best choice for collision repair. And yes, it is your choice. Our friendly service and quality repairs will have you referring all your friends and family. And remember, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Remember Coachmaster on East Side Road. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family-owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Money Pit is presented by RoofMax and EcoFlow. Now, here are Tom and Leslie.
Coast to coast and floorboards to shingles, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
And we are here to help you with projects around your house. So reach out to us right now with your questions at 1-888-MONEY-PIT. Coming up this hour, if you're a renter and you're not all that happy with your kitchen, you might think there's not a whole lot you can do about it. Well, we're going to share five spruce-ups for your space that can be done without wrecking your security deposit.
And also ahead, you know, filters inside of your heating and cooling systems can help remove dust and also make it a lot easier for you to breathe at home. But there's a lot of choices out there, so which type really does the best job? We're going to help you sort out what it takes to breathe easy.
Plus, if your backyard spaces are ready for a midsummer spruce-up, we're going to share a fast, easy, and mortar-free way to build fire pits, seat walls, lighting columns, and lots more.
But first, are you ready to unleash your creativity and conquer home improvement projects like a pro? Well, we can help you do that. So put your list together. Let us know what you are working on, what you want to tackle, what you've started and kind of maybe walked away from, like that crocheting project I gave up on last year. Whatever it is, you got something you're working on, let us help you get it to the finish line. So give us a call and let us know how we can help.
The number here is 1-888-MONEYPIT, 888-666-3974. Let's get to it. Leslie, who's first?
Joseph in Florida needs some help with a composite deck. What can we do for you?
I have two Trex decks one above the other on, and they're quite large, wrap around the house. And they were installed in 2007, and since that time they've developed a kind of a white film. At times it has some black dots on it, and also the color has faded. And my question is, what can I do to restore that color and make it look more like new than the way it does now?
Well, I'm not aware that you can restore the color. The dots that you describe and the staining that you describe sound like it could be an algae. So one thing that you should do is to clean that decking because, unfortunately, composites do tend sometimes to grow algae that it tends to stick to them a bit, like what you're describing. So I would make sure that I clean it.
Mm-hmm. I do. I spray it with this wet and forget that you've recommended, and it does do a good job
okay,
on that. That's really not the big problem. The problem is the whiteness, like the top of the handrails. Oh, the railings are all Trex, and the top, this is high. This is up around 3,000 feet, and the top has turned white, a film, like, on top of it. And I've tried washing it and spraying it, and I didn't use anything harsh on it. I didn't want to, but I just wondered if there was something can't bring that color back up.
Trex says that you can stain it. I mean, they do they do say that it's okay to use an exterior stain with it. They recommend solid color stains. They recommend specifically solid color stains by either Behr or Sherwin-Williams.
You know, there's a manufacturer, Mesmer is their name, M-E-S-S-M-E-R, Mesmer, and they actually have a composite deck finish that's made specifically for it. It's in, I think, 7 or 8 different colors, and it does restore color, you know, to faded composite. I would give it a good cleaning and, you know, try to get rid of all that algae and mold growth that's on there, and then go ahead and look at this, the Mesmer's composite deck finish.
Okay, Mesmer. I'll take a look for that and see if I can find it.
All right, good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Now we've got Norma from Delaware on the line who wants to know what size pipes you need to get good pressure in the bathroom. Norma, that sounds like a personal question. What's going on at your money pit?
Okay, I'm going to install a shower panel.
Okay.
And in order to get the right pressure.
Right.
How big do the pipes need to be?
You said you want to install a shower panel. So is this one of these units where it comes in and then fans out to multiple spray heads?
Yeah, the jets, right.
How's your water pressure right now?
Pretty good. Well, my house is about 8 years old.
Oh, if it's only 8 years old and you have pretty good water pressure, you should be okay with this. I will say, though, that the water pressure coming out of multiple shower heads is not going to be as invigorating as coming out of a single shower head. So it's going to give you good coverage, but it may not be as strong. And I don't think there's much that you can do about that. If you've got normal street pressure, that's how those shower panel units are designed to work. But just be mindful that it's not likely to be as strong when it's going to come out of multiple heads, because you basically just need more water to do that.
Oh, okay. Well, you know, I inquired with the builder, and he told me that from the basement to the shower floor, I have 3-quarter pipes, and then from the floor to the shower head, half an inch.
And that's typical. That's typical. So, you know, that doesn't change anything.
Oh, okay. All right. Thank you so much for your help.
Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. We are here to lend a hand and help you tackle all of those to-dos with confidence. Coming up, if you're a renter and hate the kitchen, you may think you have no options for updates. We're going to share a few that are quick and easy and will not wreck your security deposit after this.
You live in a Money Pit.
You can host the best backyard barbecue. When you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Hide ugly concrete surfaces with Die Hard Max Industrial Strength Epoxy Floor Coating Kits. And this summer, get a $99 deal on kits that cover up to 250 square feet of garage, basement, or warehouse space. The kits include vinyl flakes that you add to the impact-resistant tan or gray glossy surface to create a slip-resistant floor. Get the $99 Die Hard Max Kit with free shipping from Lowe's.com or DeichCoatings.com. That's D-A-I-C-H Coatings.com.
Adding a textured surface to walls and ceilings in your home used to be a frustrating and messy project, but DAP's 2-in-1 wall and ceiling spray texture makes this job super easy. Whether you're taking on a repair and need to match an existing surface or creating a new look, DAP's spray texture makes it easy to apply an orange peel, knockdown, or popcorn texture to walls or ceilings with professional results.
DAP's aerosol cans feature a patent-pending AimTech technology that offers a 60-degree adjustable nozzle to easily apply a beautiful textured finish to vertical, overhead, and those hard-to-reach areas, delivering a fast-drying, excellent texture match for maximum coverage and truly professional results. Plus, each 25-ounce aerosol can covers up to 130 square feet and costs less than $30.
The 2-in-1 wall and ceiling spray texture by DAP makes spray texture application easier and more accurate, an ideal choice for both pros and DIYers. Go to DAP.com to find a retailer near you. Ready to upgrade your backyard in minutes? With Ladera Wall Block from Paystone, installation is a breeze. Imagine a stunning fire pit assembled in less than 5 minutes. It's that easy.
Perfect for seat walls, lighting columns, and more, Ladera Wall Block is your go-to choice for that customized natural dry stack look without the hassle. Ladera Wall Block, transforming spaces with ease.
To find a retailer near you, project instructions, design inspiration, and more, visit Pavestone.com. That's Pavestone.com.
Metal roofs are very popular these days. They're durable, long-lasting, and beautiful. With a nearly endless number of designs, styles, and colors to choose from, you can easily find a quality metal roof to fit the architectural style of your home. There are even style options that mimic shake, slate, and clay or concrete tile, yet all offer the easy care and performance advantages of metal. Add great curb appeal to your home with a metal roof. Get inspired. Visit the Metal Roofing Alliance at metalroofing.com.
The Money Pit is presented by Ladera Wall Block from Pavestone. Ladera Wall Block, transforming spaces with ease. Learn more at pavestone.com.
Making good homes better. This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. What are you guys working on this summer weekend? It's hot out, so maybe you're just kind of working on enjoying the air conditioning or maybe an interior project. Well, whatever you've got going on, whether you're doing that job yourself or you're hiring out a pro, we love sharing our lifetime of knowledge on how you can get that job done right the first time. And you can join us on the Money Pit podcast, where you'll learn all about the how-tos, the how-to-nots, and how to get those projects done in record time without spending a ton of dough. Join us on the Money Pit podcast at moneypit.com/podcast. Now we've got Lorraine from Vermont on the line, who's got some ants invading her money pit. How can we help you today?
I have them out in my flower beds. I have them on my front and back lawn. There's a lot of sand here around my house.
Right.
And I am wondering what I could do to get rid of them.
Are they getting into the house as well?
No, they are not in the house.
All right. Well, that's good news. So, look. There are ways that you can work with this using sort of over-the-counter products, but I would recommend a different direction. The insecticides today have become so sophisticated and so accurate and so able to target specifically the insect that you're dealing with that it's really worthwhile having a professional apply these insecticides. One in particular that actually we just used at my mom's house. Well, not we. I mean, I hired somebody to do this. It's called Termidor, T-E-R-M-I-D-O-R. And I'm very familiar with this insecticide because it's one that is a part of a class called an undetectable. So the way it works is, in the old days, we'd spray insecticides that would repel the ants or kill them on sight. And they would sort of know it was there, so it was detectable. Well, these new insecticides are undetectable. So as a result, the ants go through the insecticide, and then they get it on their bodies, and they bring it back to the nest, and then they share it with the other insects in the nest. So just getting some ants to go through it basically takes it back to the nest and wipes out the whole nest. So it's a very effective way to try to control the ant populations around your house. I don't know that I would go so far as to do it in my whole yard unless it was, you know, really bothering me. But generally, you do this right around the perimeter of your home to try to minimize them in that area and stop them from potentially going into the house. You haven't seen them yet, but if you've got that many, I can almost guarantee that they're in the house. All right, Lorraine, does that help you out?
That does. I actually tried. Someone had told me to use borax and sugar.
Yeah, that's, you know, one of the home remedies that I mentioned. And borax does work, but it's just not nearly as effective as a product like Termidor. Good luck with the project.
Thank you so much.
Charlie in Tennessee is on the line and looking to do some renovating at his money pit. How can we help you today?
I have a small kitchen that I'm trying to knock out the wall to increase space to make my kitchen and my dining room one big room. My dilemma is the fact that I don't know whether the wall that I'm knocking down is a load-bearing wall or not.
Well, step away from the project and don't knock it down just yet.
Okay, well, first of all, what kind of house do you have, Charlie? Is it a ranch? Is it a colonial? Describe it to us.
It's a wood frame home.
Okay, one story or two?
One story.
And the roof peaks in the middle, goes up from the front, goes up from the back, peaks in the middle?
Kind of, it's L-shaped.
Okay.
And where the wall would be pretty much right where the two meet.
Yeah, so you're in the middle there, you're not quite sure. And the dining room and the kitchen are side by side. Is it aligned front to back on the house, or is it aligned end to end, so to speak?
That wall would be parallel for the front to back.
So it's aligned front to back. Okay. I would say that in most cases, that is a bearing wall. That it doesn't mean you're dead in the water. It just means it's a little more complicated for you to open this up. Because if it's a bearing wall, you have to support the structure while it's disassembled, and then you have to put a new beam in to carry that load in the new open plan design. It's not something that you would do yourself. It's not like, I don't want you to like, hey, I've never done home improvement, but today I'm thinking about tearing down a bearing wall. Bad idea, okay? So you need to know what you're doing, or get some people to help you to know what you're doing, or hire a pro and get a building permit. And basically the way it works is temporary walls are built on either side of the bearing wall, and this holds up the structure that they're supposed to be holding. Then the bearing wall is taken apart. The bearing wall is reconstructed, but now you would use a girder, and it could be a wood girder, it could be a metal girder, it could be a combination wood and metal girder that goes the whole span. It could be a girder that sits below the ceiling, or it could be a girder that's actually flush with the ceiling, so when it's all done, it's invisible. But one way or the other, you'll need this beam to carry the load above that. And then once it's all put it back together, you know, you're really not going to know that it's there. But you just got to do it right so that you don't damage your house in the process, okay?
Yes, sir. Thank you. I appreciate it.
You're welcome, Charlie. Good luck with that project. Now put the saw down, okay?
No problem. Thank you. I appreciate it.
Well, if you're a renter and you're not happy with the kitchen in your rental space, you're probably thinking that, you know, you've got no choice and you're just kind of stuck with it. But you're not. We've got a few simple but impactful projects that you can do to refresh that space without busting your budget and without putting your security deposit at risk. First of all, you can install an adhesive backsplash. There are peel-and-stick tiles out there. In fact, I've seen them even on Good Morning America. We've done a segment on all these awesome sort of rubberized, sticky tiles that look like those fun little hexagons, bigger sort of, you know, rectangular shaped tile, subway tile, great colors, washable, easy to install. So there's some options there to do just that. It's going to add some texture and interest, and it takes no time at all. Plus, if you actually wanted to put up real tile, what you can do, you can just kind of install plywood as a temporary backsplash and then tile over that. So there's some ways that you can enhance the backsplash there. And along those same lines of peel and stick, you can use peel-and-stick wallpaper. It has come back in a huge way. I know sometimes I feel like I'm the only one talking about how much I love wallpaper, but I do, and it really can change a space without, say, painting, without doing any sort of major renovation. And the peel-and-stick stuff truly is that. It puts up, you peel it right off, and you walk away, and you've not damaged the walls. And depending on how complicated that pattern is, it doesn't have to be difficult to put up. So that's another option over painting. Now, vinyl floor remnants, that's another great option because you can kind of lay it out over the floor like a rug, but they're more heavy-duty. You can even use something called like a location tape, which on one side has a more sticky kind of carpet tape, and on the other side has a lighter kind of paper tape. And you can put that so that the lighter side is on the apartment's floor and the more heavy-duty side is on that vinyl piece that you're putting down to kind of really keep it in place without damaging the existing floor. And, you know, at a smaller size, the price for this vinyl remnant is not going to be a ton of money. So there's a lot of stuff. You can also change out hardware. Just make sure you keep the hardware and the old screws and whatnot in a bag and label where it goes so that when it's time to leave, you can just swap it back out. Same with light fixtures. Very easy to do.
Yeah, I love changing out hardware pulls. They're super cheap. It's a nice update, and they make a big impact on your kitchen style.
Now we've got Rob in Iowa, whose basement walls seem to be coming in on themselves. What is going on at your money pit?
I've got some basement walls that are heaving in, and I need a permanent solution that's not going to bankrupt me.
Okay.
Basically, what I've got is I've got some wall anchors that have been installed about 7 years ago. I've been keeping those tight, and the walls are still heaving in. We had a drought here in Iowa last summer, and this year we've had quite a bit of rain. So walls are bowing in up to 2 inches in places. I'm
wow.
getting a little worried.
Yeah, if your walls are bowed in 2 inches, Rob, unfortunately, you've got a very serious problem on your hands that is not only impacting the structure of your home, but also the value of your home. And if the walls have gotten that bad, we are well beyond the do-it-yourself fix stage. I can provide you some basic information about why this might be happening. Generally, the reason walls will heave is because you get a lot of water that collects around the foundation perimeter, especially if you don't have terrific drainage. If the drainage is flat, if the gutters are dumping near the corners of the foundation, which is where most gutter contractors leave them, that water collects into the soil. In the wintertime, it freezes, expands, and then slowly but surely sort of ratchets that wall out. Now, if yours have gone to the point where they're 2 inches out of plumb, this is a problem. So the way I would address this, and I would do it very specifically and very strategically, is as follows. I would retain a structural engineer to examine the problem and specify a repair. It's very important that you just don't call a contractor for this, because if they don't have the pedigree of an engineering degree, it's not going to hold water when it comes time to sell your house. So I would hire an engineer to analyze the problem and design the solution. And you could talk cost concerns with your engineer and options and all of that. Once you have that plan in place, at that point in time, you can make the decision as to whether or not you're going to do it yourself, which may be more possible with the plan than not, or whether or not you're going to hire a pro. But however you get it done, the third and most important final step is to have the engineer come back and examine the work and then give you an additional letter that says, yes, I identified this problem and I designed the fix and I inspected the fix and it's done correctly and there's like nothing further to worry about. Because ultimately, if you go to sell your house, the buyers are going to bring up this issue. You want to have that sort of pedigree in your hand so that you can prove that it was a repair that, yes, was structural in nature, but was repaired correctly. Does that make sense?
Yeah, absolutely. That's a very interesting approach. I have one kink to throw at you, and that is the wall anchor system that's installed was warrantied, and the owner of that company came out and said that, you know, he'll warranty the system, and he's willing to put in, like, 3 more anchors, which in my mind is an admission of liability. Do I let him do that, or do I need to get the structural engineer first?
Is this wall anchor contractor a structural engineer?
I doubt it.
Stop the repair process. Get the engineer. If the engineer thinks that's a good idea, then that's a different story. But warrantying doesn't necessarily mean we put more in. If the product failed and your walls continued to bow as a result, then his liability, depending on where these walls were when he first put the system in and guaranteed that they were going to stop the walls from buckling in, his liability could be significant. But I would get the engineer in first, and let's get some good, impartial, expert advice here from somebody that does not have a system to sell you. I don't want you to get advice from somebody. Sometimes contractors give you advice from people that, because they sell the system. Yeah, you got a problem. I'm just the guy to fix it for you. And that's not really good expert independent advice. So go to the engineer first, Rob, and then you can deal with the contractor issue after you have the information.
Okay, great. Thank you.
Good luck. Thanks so much for calling us at 888 Money Pit.
This is the Money Pit. Thanks so much for joining us on your weekend time. Whatever you are working on, we can help make those projects go along more efficiently and help you cross them off your to-do list. Coming up, filters for your heating and cooling system. They definitely help remove dust, and they also make it easier to breathe. But there's a lot of choices out there, so it's kind of hard to know which one's going to do the best job for your house. We're going to help you choose and explain what's what when the Money Pit returns.
This is your Tech It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman, powered by Intel.
Did you know that your old-school manual toothbrush can leave up to 50% of plaque behind? Which is why we spoke to lifestyle expert Yvette Rios about the Oral-B IO Brilliant Clean high-tech electric toothbrush.
It's got the dentist-inspired round brush head, which helps to round each tooth to remove plaque. And a great, great thing about this toothbrush is it actually has a pressure sensor, because so many of us are actually brushing harder than we should.
Right.
So this brush will let you know when you're brushing too hard. It connects to an app that monitors your brushing habits, and it'll make such a great gift. There are so many people in our lives where we're like, what do we get them? Guaranteed they will love this toothbrush.
And it connects to your device via Bluetooth. Get it? Sorry, dad joke there. Find out more at oralb.com.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, powered by Intel.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Hello, Northern California. This is Rollin with the Flag Center. With fire season clearly upon us, we're inviting you to join us in celebrating all police, firefighters, and first responders who keep us safe day and night through thick and thin. We salute you. The Flag Center keeps plenty of thin blue line and thin red line flags in stock. To get yours, stop by the Flag Center at 2124 Hilltop Drive or on the web at theflagcenter.com. Flags, flagpoles, and accessories since 1980.
This is Carl Bott and Ted Leidy. We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes.
Even cooking sometimes. People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up. Fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
Celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
Good morning, Reading. This is Rick Hughes, host of The Flatline. Heard every Sunday morning on KCNR 96.5 FM at 7 a.m. in the morning. Just want you to know that God has given us two ends, one to think with and one to sit on. And success in life depends on which one you use. It's heads you win and tails you lose. Come join me on The Flatline and learn about God's tremendous problem-solving device. 7 a.m. every Sunday morning, 96.5 FM, KCNR.
Making good homes better, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
You guys love your home, but sometimes feel like it's an endless pit into which you throw money for home improvements and fix-ups? Well, we get it. We can help. Reach out to us right now with your questions at moneypit.com/ask or call us at 1-888-MONEYPIT.
Cheryl in Virginia, you've got the Money Pit. How can we help you today?
I have a cement porch. The house was built in 1981, and it has a cement front porch to it. And it longed the edges of the porch it's cracking and crumbling, like, off.
Okay.
And then in one portion of the porch, it actually has a, you know, water stands there because it's a dip.
Mm-hmm.
I just wondered if there's a economical way I could fix that to make this porch last a little bit longer.
Yeah, and there's a couple of things that you could do. You could either resurface the whole porch surface, or you could mix up a recipe of Quikcrete products that could be used to patch those badly chipped or spalled areas. Now, the key here is that you just can't buy a cement mix in the bag, mix it up, and be done. Because when you're trying to adhere new concrete to old concrete, you need to use products that are designed to make that bond possible. So if you go to Quikcrete.com, you look at the listings for projects, there are actually one-sheets there that give you the step-by-step for repairing badly damaged concrete. There's also a one sheet for resurfacing concrete. And I think one of those two applications and the products they recommend there are going to work. It is a do-it-yourself project, and it's not terribly expensive. The products are very affordable, and the instructions are there, too. But make sure you follow them. It's like mixing a recipe. You can't leave out, you know, one item, or it's just not going to come out right.
Okay. And then, now, as far as along those edges, that we have to probably build up a sidewall.
You could mix it up to a consistency where you could trowel it and reform the edge.
Oh, okay. Cool. TheQuikcrete.com. Thank you so much.
Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Well, we can all agree that you can never have too much fresh air. That is, unless you are an allergy sufferer and that fresh air is loaded up with pollen and dust, then you are a sneezing person. Well, air cleaners and filters are supposed to remove those allergens and make it easier for you to breathe, but there's a lot of competing claims, so it really can be kind of hard to tell what's what and what's better for you.
Yeah, so let's start to talk about filters. They're an important part of your forced hot air system. They protect your heating and cooling equipment. In fact, my friend called me earlier this weekend and asked what might be causing a weird vibration in his AC system. So I told him to check his filter. And when he said, what filter? I was pretty sure we found the problem because it was loaded with dirt and dust and the system was straining to move air through it. But listen, there's four basic types of forced air system filters you should be aware of. The first are the very inexpensive spun filters. I jokingly call these rock stoppers because they don't really stop very much in terms of dust and pollen. Then you have the pleated filters. The filter media is actually folded, and this increases the surface area and makes them much more efficient than the spun filters. And a variation of that are the pleated electrostatic or electronic filters, which combine the pleated media with a static electronic charge, and that improves its effectiveness. So with all of these, you want to check the MERV rating. That stands for Minimum Efficiency Reporting Values, and the MERV rating should be 11 to 13 for allergen protection.
Now, let's talk more about those electronic air cleaners, because they seem to really have come a long way in recent years, and they've really been able to catch more and even more microscopic-sized particles. But are they worth the investment? I mean, they can be kind of pricey because they are for the whole home. They get installed into the system, correct?
Yeah, they are definitely the most effective type of a filtration system. And if you are allergy sufferers, then I think you'd find it to be a great price no matter what they charge. But they are more expensive than the other systems that I noted. But I do think they work really, really well. I mean, they will trap virus-sized particles.
Yeah, and they sort of draw them to the collector plate, which you then have to clean, but it does a great job of pulling all of that out of the air. And since we're talking about filters, I mean, you hear a lot about cleaning of the ducts. Is it worth it? Should you do it? So per the EPA, they tell us that duct cleaning has really never been shown to actually prevent health problems, and the EPA does not recommend that air ducts be cleaned routinely, but kind of only as needed. So think about it. If you do a big construction project at home and there's a lot of dust and maybe it gets into the ductwork, then do it. If you've just moved into a house and you kind of want to get a fresh start, do it. But it's not like a, oh, quick, we better clean the ducts. That's the whole reason here. You know, so do it as you need. Pam in Missouri is on the line and has a question about installing a dimmer, a great do-it-yourself project. How can we help you, Pam?
I have a room that has fluorescent lighting in it, and there's two entries into that room. So there's a light switch on each door, so it's a two-way switch. Can I put a sensor on that so that when you walk in and walk out, the lights come on and go off?
Are you asking me if you can? Can you put a sensor on that?
Yes.
Is your concern that you want the lights to come on automatically, or is your concern that you don't want people to leave the lights on when no one's in the room?
Both.
Well, I guess you could use an occupancy sensor switch there, but you would need to set it in vacancy mode, not occupancy mode. See, in occupancy mode, the light comes on when there's motion. So if you had a three-way, what could happen is you walk in the room, the switch closest to you picks up your motion, turns the lights on. You continue halfway through the room till the one on the other side picks it up and turns the lights off. So that wouldn't work too well. A better option might be to just replace one side of it, just one of the switches, with an occupancy sensor, but set it in what's called the vacancy mode. So what that means is you manually turn the light switch on, but if there's no motion in the room, it will automatically go off. So we use these, for example, in the bedrooms upstairs at our house because kids turn lights on, but as we all know, kids don't turn the lights off. So if you set it in the vacancy mode, they can turn the lights on, then they'll go off depending on the period of monitoring you set. They'll either go off 1, 5, 15, or 30 minutes later.
Oh, okay. All right. That would work. Thank you.
Hope that helps you out. Thanks so much for calling us at 1-888-MONEYPIT.
Thanks so much for joining us here at the Money Pit. Give us a call with your home repair or your home improvement question 24/7 right here at 888-MONEYPIT. Coming up, is your backyard space ready for a midsummer spruce up? We're going to share a fast, easy, and mortar-free way to build fire pits, seat walls, lighting columns, and more when the Money Pit returns.
Live in a Money Pit.
Wagner Spray Tech is a top manufacturer of paint applicators with a wide array of products like their Control Pro high-efficiency airless paint sprayers.
These sprayers make it easy to transform big projects like exteriors, decks, or fences while outputting 55% less overspray than traditional airless sprayers. They're also easy to use and apply a high-quality finish you'll be proud of.
There are several Control Pro models to choose from. Visit WagnerSprayTech.com to find the right sprayer for your next project. That's WagnerSprayTech.com. Up to 90% of homes are under-insulated. The good news is that insulation technology has never been better. Now is a great time to learn more about how insulating your home can help increase comfort, save on cooling and heating costs, and how you might qualify for up to $1,200 in tax credits. Owens Corning is a leader in global building and construction materials with products including PINK Next-Gen Fiberglass Insulation, Thermafiber Fire and Soundguard Plus, and Duration Series Shingles. They'll be visiting local home improvement retailers this summer with their Champion Your Project Tour. They'll share with homeowners and pros alike tips on insulation, roofing, and other home improvement ideas that help make a home a better place to be. Learn time-saving tips, talk to Owens Corning experts, and get hands-on demos. They'll also provide product education in storm-impacted communities. Look for the Owens Corning Champion Your Project Tour in your area or visit owenscorning.com/OCUPRO to learn more. That's owenscorning.com/OCUPRO.
Well, if you're looking to re-roof this year, a quality metal roof offers some of the best protection against extreme conditions. Metal roofs can withstand hurricane-force winds and protect against hail, rain, snow, and ice. In the summertime, they save energy, keep you cooler, and help safeguard against wildfire. So if you're looking for maximum performance for your home wherever you live, check out the durability, beauty, and long-lasting worry-free protection of a new metal roof. Visit metalroofing.com for more information.
Adding a textured surface to walls and ceilings in your home used to be a frustrating and messy project, but DAP's 2-in-1 wall and ceiling spray texture makes this job super easy. Whether you're taking on a repair and need to match an existing surface or creating a new look, DAP's spray texture makes it easy to apply an orange peel, knockdown, or popcorn texture to walls or ceilings with professional results.
DAP's aerosol cans feature a patent-pending AimTech technology that offers a 60-degree adjustable nozzle to easily apply a beautiful textured finish to vertical, overhead, and those hard-to-reach areas, delivering a fast-drying, excellent texture match for maximum coverage and truly professional results. Plus, each 25-ounce aerosol can covers up to 130 square feet and costs less than $30.
The 2-in-1 wall and ceiling spray texture by DAP makes spray texture application easier and more accurate, an ideal choice for both pros and DIYers. Go to DAP.com to find a retailer near you.
The Money Pit is presented by Angie. Angie's List is now Angie, your home for everything home. However you want your next project done, Angie helps you get it done. Download the Angie app today or visit Angie.com.
This is The Money Pit, making good homes better. Hey guys, you got a home improvement question, but you don't know where to turn for answers? Well, you turn to us. Tom and I are always here to help you save money, save time, and avoid that home improvement hassle that can slow you down on the road to your dream house. Follow along with the Money Pit podcast at moneypit.com/podcast. Now we've got David from Illinois on the line who's got a question about a well system. How can we help you today?
It's my son's well. He has a well in his house, and the water system has air pockets in it quite often.
Okay.
So that the water will be running, and then an air pocket will expel water, and sometimes it'll shoot out of the sink or what have you. And so I was wanting to know what you can do to get rid of the air pockets in a well system.
Does the system have a pressure tank on it, David?
It has a pressure tank, I believe.
That sounds like a problem with the pressure tank. If the pressure tank is missing, or if it's not installed properly, or if the bladder has failed, then you're not getting a chance to build up pressure and then feed off the tank. You might be feeding directly from the well, which could account for the air blasts. So the first thing I would do is look at the pressure tank, see what kind of condition that's in. That's most likely what's causing the air getting into the lines. I think that's the best step, okay?
Okay.
Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Well, you're ready to step up your backyard with a quick and easy upgrade? You can easily do just that with Ladera Wall Block from Pavestone.
Yeah, you know, these blocks can be configured to define or enhance any part of your outdoor living area, whether you're building a fire pit, setting up a seating area, defining garden spaces, or creating decorative columns. These blocks are kind of the perfect solution.
Yeah, you know, for example, with Ladera Wall Block, you can build a stunning fire pit in less than 5 minutes. It's really that simple because the blocks are designed to be stacked in a variety of configurations, which makes them perfect for any DIY enthusiast.
Now, Ladera Wall Blocks offer a natural style that enhances your outdoor living space with a popular natural dry stack look. So there's no hassle, and it gives your project a professional finish with minimal effort. No cuts are needed, and that really simplifies the installation process. And they're also available in 7 different face patterns that allow mask pattern repeats. Plus, they're environmentally friendly, they require little to no maintenance, and these wall blocks are not only beautiful, but also eco-friendly, offering a sustainable solution for all of your outdoor projects.
They're so easy to work with. I just love them. If you're ready to transform your outdoor space with ease, Ladera Wall Block from Pavestone can help elevate your home's exterior and create the backyard of your dreams.
All right, now we've got Phyllis from the Jersey Shore calling in. What can we do for you today?
I am looking to purchase a home. And the problem is I'm looking in a very specific area because I don't want to leave the current school district the children are in. All the homes around here were built in the 60s. So my first question is, what should I look for in that era of home construction that might be a red flag? And also, the way the homes are all built, the bottom floor has radiant floor heat and upstairs is hot water baseboard. And I can't imagine that 50-year-old pipes are not going to go at some point. And I'm wondering, how do I make sure they're okay or... you know, look for signs that they're getting weak.
So you're basically looking for the good, the bad, and the ugly of 1960s construction.
Correct.
And, you know, the story is that it's actually a pretty good time for home construction. You had copper plumbing. You had decent wiring. Sometimes the services were a little small, but, you know, if the homes are mostly natural gas, you really don't need more than about 100 amps to power pretty much everything, including central air conditioning. And you got hardwood floors. Very frequently you had hardwood floors in 1960 houses, and it's interesting because they put the hardwood floors in, and they very promptly cover them with wall-to-wall carpet.
Shag carpeting.
Or shag, yeah. That's right, which actually protects them, you know, very nicely and didn't allow them to wear. So it's a pretty good year for home construction. Now, because it's a, you know, 50-year-old house, you're obviously going to have, you know, how old is the furnace, how old is the water heater, stuff like that to consider. What's the general maintenance been? But in terms of an error of home construction, I think it's a really strong error. Now, if you'd asked me about the 80s, I would tell you, not so much. Those houses were put together pretty fast and not always in the best possible way. But the 60s is a pretty good year for construction.
Oh, good, because I'm moving up. I live in an 80s house now.
Oh, there you go. So you're going to get better. In terms of that radiant heat, that's probably the one weak link that home has. But the thing is, you can't really determine like how far along it is and whether or not it's going to break. It probably will eventually fail. And when that happens, you're going to be faced with a pretty costly repair. You'll have to put in some sort of alternative heat system because it's virtually impossible to repair those pipes in the slab. So the first floor of your house will either be running new baseboard pipes, or you'll be running electric radiant, or you'll be adding an air to water heat exchanger so that you can take hot water from the boiler, run it through a heat exchanger, and blow air over it through your HVAC system, the same one used to cool the house. But I wouldn't obsess about that. I mean, it's probably going to happen eventually, but it may not even happen in the time that you own this next house. So if you like the neighborhood, 1960s is a pretty good era for home construction.
Great. That's great news. Thank you so much.
You're very welcome. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
This is the Money Pit. While there is no doubt that houses can eat up more of our hard-earned cash than most of us wish, but one way to take the edge off of all that spending is to choose home improvement projects that can recoup their costs when you go to sell. We're going to share 5 projects that deliver the best return on your investment next.
You live in a money pit.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Have you ever wanted to unlock your musical potential? Cascade Curations not only has great music, art, and fashion, we also offer fun and exciting music lessons for all ages and skill levels. Whether you dream of playing the piano, guitar, drums, or vocals, our instructors will guide you every step of the way. With flexible scheduling and personalized instruction, you'll be playing your own tunes in no time. Don't just listen to music, create it. Call or text us at 530-255-4855 to book your first lesson. Cascade Curations, where we believe anyone can learn to play their own song.
Ready for an unforgettable night of amazing music and good vibes? Then join us for an epic night at Danger Kitty's Billion Dollar Bash 2. It's all going down August 24th at the Axiom Repertory Theater, and this lineup is straight fire. We're talking about the killer sounds of Jeremy Ryan and the California Grown Band and the Pine Dogs Unleashed as openers, with Danger Kitty as the main event. Plus, you'll be feasting on some mouth-watering grub from Lakata's Catering, and the Axiom No Host Bar will be open. The whole shebang is included in your ticket price, and it's powered by Kay Shasta, Soundwave Entertainment, and KCNR Radio. Don't miss out on what is guaranteed to be a legendary night of rock and roll. Grab your tickets, rally your crew, as this promises to be a night to remember. Head on over to our website, DangerKittyMusic.com, or the Axiom Theater website for all the details and tickets. We'll see you there.
We want to invite you to the second annual Justice Crab Feed.
This event will be held at the Reading Civic Auditorium on Saturday, September 28th, and the money raised at the event will go towards combating human trafficking.
Last year, this event sold out. It was great to see Reading come out in full force for this cause.
The meals include crab and tri-tip. There will also be a pool bar available.
If you would like information or to buy tickets, email us at justicecrabfeed@gmail.com.
See you there!
Making good homes better, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Standing by for your questions at 1-888-MONEY-PIT.
Phil wrote into Team Money Pit asking, can I use hardwood planks in my basement? We have extended gutters and a French drain which empties into 2 different sump pumps, so water is not a problem. Until it is, Phil.
Yeah. If you need two sump pumps, somehow I think there's a lot of water under that floor, yeah. But, I mean, even if you had no water under the floor, the thing is you can't put hardwood right down on top of a concrete floor because it's going to swell, it's going to curl and buckle. It's not going to end well. It'll be a huge waste of money. So what you really ought to think about is engineered hardwood, which is structurally stable because it's made up of layers of hardwood, or you could choose one of the very many vinyl or hybrid floor products that are out there because they're 100% waterproof. They last like heck. I mean, they're so durable. I've used Duravana in two kitchens now, and some of it's been down for years, and I've had another kitchen where I had vinyl down for years. I used it in the laundry room twice, so they look great, and they just don't wear very well. So you have a lot more options than hardwood, but if you try to put that on the concrete, you're going to be very sad.
Like really, really sad. It's just going to warp and twist and not be great, and it's a huge expense to kind of experiment to see what happens.
Well, there's no doubt that houses can eat up more of our hard-earned cash than most of us would wish, but one way to take the edge off all that spending is to choose home improvements that can recoup their cost when it's time to sell. Leslie's got some tips on which improvements will bring the most value in today's edition of Leslie's Last Word. Leslie?
Yeah, you know, like the housing market itself, these things do fluctuate from year to year. But according to Remodeling Online's cost versus value survey, there's a number of projects that deliver really good returns on your investment. Now, the top five projects for ROI are: number five is a bathroom remodel. I mean, that's very good for you as the homeowner because you're getting the space that you want in the bathroom layout and configuration and design that you really are desiring. But the return there is only mid-range, about 67%, because those preferences are very personal. And the chances of the next person, the next buyer, being like, "Ooh, this is exactly what I wanted," are kind of slim, so that's not the best, kind of mid-range there. Number four is a kitchen remodel. These are great because chances are you're just modernizing a space, updating materials, maybe enhancing the appliances, and working on a better layout, so you're going to get a better return at 86%. Now, number three is siding replacement. The next three, the top three, I should say, are all exterior projects. Siding replacement with vinyl siding gives you a return on investment of 95%. I mean, you are really dramatically changing the exterior, the look of the home itself, and that is a big way to recoup your investment. Number two is a new entry door. Same thing. If you can get that curb appeal up, people are going to want that house, and that's huge at 101% ROI. And finally, number one is garage door replacement at 103%, because same thing. You can design a garage door makeover to completely enhance, change, redo the look of your home, and it's not a huge, huge project, and you can really get something out there in a beautiful, durable material that's not going to require a lot of maintenance, and it's really going to make the space look wonderful. I mean, we always think of these outdoor improvements as delivering great ROI, but the survey also showed that a deck offered only a 50% ROI. So while enjoyable, it really doesn't add a lot of value to the house.
This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Coming up next time on the program, when it comes to the topic of home improvement, there's often more bad advice than sage wisdom. And that bad advice can sometimes spread like wildfire. We're going to tackle some of the most common tales and help you separate fact from home repair fiction on the very next edition of The Money Pit. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Remember, you can do it yourself,
but you don't have to do it alone.
KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and heard online at KCNR1460.com, has teamed up with the Flag Center and are giving you a chance to win an American flag. And there are two ways to qualify to win a beautiful, high-quality American flag by Annan. We will be giving them away every Friday morning at 8:15. Now, the first way to qualify is listen weekdays between 7 a.m. and 9 a.m. with Carl and Linda Bott during Free Fire Radio. And they're going to let you know when to call in to qualify at 530-605-4444. 4566. And the second way to qualify, check out our Facebook page. Look for the American flag and type your name in the comments. Then, every Friday morning at 8:15, we will draw a winner of a beautiful American flag from the Flag Center at 2124 Hilltop Drive, and your friends here at KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at KCNR1460.com.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News from townhall.com. I'm Ron Taylor. United States men's basketball team claims Olympic gold, paced by the clutch three-point shooting of Stephen Curry.
The four-time NBA champ led the United States to its fifth consecutive gold and the first in the illustrious career of the game's best shooter. While Curry's 24 points led the USA, LeBron James set the early pace and was key in helping the Americans take an 8-point lead into the half. The 39-year-old finished with 14 points, 6 rebounds, and 10 assists while capturing his third gold medal. France's Victor Wembanyama tallied a game-high 26. The 20-year-old budding superstar delivered the host country its second consecutive silver medal after coming up 5 points short of the Americans in the 2021 gold medal game in Tokyo. Gershon Yabusele added 20 points and relentless energy to help keep France within an arm's length of the United States throughout the game. I'm Denny Kapp.
And the U.S. women's basketball team victory over Australia Friday leaves them one win away from a historic Olympic feat. Correspondent Gethin Kulva.
The U.S. was able to take control of the game in the first half, allowing coach Cheryl Reeve the opportunity to play her starters limited minutes. The Americans, who extended their Olympic winning streak to 60 consecutive games, will face France on Sunday. France earned an 82-75 win over Belgium to secure a spot in their first ever gold medal game. The U.S. is trying to become the first team to win 8 consecutive gold medals, breaking the tie with the American men's program that won 7 in a row from 1936 through 68. A win Sunday would give Diana Taurasi a record 6 gold medals. I'm Gethin Kulba.
Also at townhall.com, speaking at a Montana rally, former President Donald Trump says he will prevail in the debate over Vice President Kamala Harris.
Joe Biden was exposed during the debate. Likewise, Kamala will be exposed during the debate. She will be exposed during the debate or debates.
News and analysis at townhall.com.
Well, summer is upon us and the weather is beautiful. Everyone has a favorite outdoor activity. Golf, bike riding, bird watching, long walks. Ask 100 people and you'll get 100 answers. But if everyday aches and pains are keeping you on the sidelines, I have one answer. Relief Factor. Relief Factor is a 100% drug-free daily supplement that helps your body fight pain naturally. Developed by doctors, Relief Factor uses a unique formula of natural ingredients. It doesn't just mask pain. It helps reduce or even eliminate it. Wherever you're hurting, back, neck, joints or muscles, in 3 weeks or less, you'll start to feel the difference all day, every day. So whatever you like to do, swimming, pickleball, hanging out in the garden, Relief Factor can help you feel good again and let you enjoy all your favorite outdoor activities all summer long. ReliefFactor.com, 1-800-4-RELIEF, 1-800-473-5433. Fight pain naturally with Relief Factor.
In an interview with the Hugh Hewitt Show, former Senator Jim Talent says Richard Nixon was a fighter and would have preferred to fight back against the charges that forced him from office in 1974.
I honestly think, A, he knew what the result was going to be, and B, he also was a patriot, and he knew that, A, he wasn't going to win, and it was going to hurt the country, so he quit.
He says Richard Nixon's effort to hide the truth rather than the Watergate scandal itself eventually forced him from office in 1974.
Well, it certainly was a more innocent time, so we weren't used to stories like this all the time. And, you know, I do think it's true that the cover-up probably hurt him more than the crime.
Friday marked the 50th anniversary of the day since Nixon resigned. Current and former Cash App users could be eligible for a hefty piece of proposed class-action settlement from the popular online payment service. Earlier this year, Cash App Investing and its parent company, Block Incorporated, agreed to pay $15 million to settle a lawsuit. Townhall.com has more. trouble for the United States Coast Guard.
Basic training for cadets at the Coast Guard Academy being overhauled in light of a sexual abuse scandal. That follows a six-year internal investigation finding 102 separate allegations of sexual assault involving cadets from 1990 to 2006. The report determines the Academy often, quote, mishandled those cases. Jason Walker reporting.
U.S. women's soccer team has won its fifth Olympic gold medal by beating Brazil 1-0 in the final at Paris Games. Mallory Swanson's early second-half goal secured the win and closed out an undefeated run to the title in the team's first international campaign under new coach Emma Hayes. The Americans hadn't won Olympic gold since the 2012 London Games, and the result was more heartbreak for Brazil and star Marta. More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron Taylor.
But join me for the first Thursday of every month at 6 p.m. for my show, North State Now. In this one-hour show, we cover what's happening in the music scene, theater, food, and arts. We get in-depth interviews with local business owners, musicians, actors, and authors. Listen in, tune in, call in, participate. Win tickets to concerts and theater productions. It's a lot of fun, and believe me, it keeps us going. Join me, your host, Linda Bott, or North State Now, the first Thursday, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, also streaming at KCNR1460.com.
Attention veterans, did you know that Shasta College and Simpson University have veterans resource centers to assist you in your educational pursuits? These centers offer a wide range of support services, including financial aid, tutoring, IT support, and more. We understand the unique challenges that veterans face and are committed to helping you succeed. Our experienced staff is here to help you navigate the college experience and achieve your academic and career goals. Don't let anything stand in your way. This message is brought to you by Senator Maurice Johannesson, former Secretary of California Veterans Affairs.
They are often misdiagnosed by healthcare providers, and some people are told that their symptoms are all in their head or that they are just due to stress. Nothing could be farther from the truth. Do you often feel dizzy and foggy-headed? Do you reach out for the wall to keep yourself from falling over? Do you experience a constant ringing in your ears? If you answered yes, you might have a problem with your inner ear. But there's hope. Visit liferebalance.org or call 800-837-8428 to learn how you can get better. Again, that's 800-837-8428, sponsored by the Vestibular Disorders Association.
Has your digestive health been dragging out due to poor food choices, medications, stress, and other lifestyle issues? This season, hit a home run for your digestive health with Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics. Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics is a live probiotic encapsulated in small, easy-to-swallow capsules that delivers Dr. O'Hara's signature blend of pre, pro, and postbiotics. Dr. O'Hara's award-winning formula contains a prebiotic blend of fruits and vegetables, which are naturally fermented with 13 strains of live probiotic bacteria for a minimum of 3 years. The result? Dr. O'Hara's game-changing postbiotic metabolites, which are key to supporting long-term digestive, immune, and cognitive function. Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics, an all-star formulation and the best probiotic on the market today for overall digestive health and wellness. Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics are available at fine health retailers nationwide and online.
How would you like to go on a five-star vacation for just $99? We're talking about the quality of a Westgate Resort for $99. Not for one night, but for three fantastic nights at one of their luxurious destinations across the United States. And you'll even get a free $100 Visa gift card just for making a reservation. We've got some of the choicest destinations that you'll love in the United States that you can choose from for just $99 for a three-night stay. Take your family. Take a special loved one, but get away. Go on vacation with Westgate Resorts. Call now to make a reservation for just $99. And you get a free $100 Visa gift card. Call Westgate right now and book your vacation. Here's the number.
800-413-6214. 800-413-6214.
800-413-6214. That's 800-413-6214.
I'm Steve Keeker, president of Senior Care Consulting. For those of you working in the business of senior care, I have an amazing opportunity for you. If you have ever thought about owning your own business, this is for you. If you're a nursing home administrator, assisted living executive director, sales and marketing representative, director of nursing, or director of social services, this is what we do. We help our clients find the right senior care community. We're not another run-of-the-mill free referral service. We're very different. We offer a placement service with integrity. We're currently offering special incentives for the first five franchise owners. I call it the Founders Club. Take advantage of this amazing incentive and opportunity. For more information about owning your own senior care consulting franchise, call 833-722-3726. 833-722-3726 or visit seniorcareconsulting.com.
Alcohol or drug use can take a toll on veterans' physical and mental health, but recovery is possible. Dr. Joseph Liberto, National Mental Health Director for Substance Use Disorders with VA, has more.
This Mental Health Month, VA wants veterans to know that substance use disorder is treatable and that you're not alone. VA's Mental Health Month campaign, Today I Am, shares real stories from veterans who have taken back control and are living fuller lives.
To learn more, visit maketheconnection.net/MHM.
Whataburger can help you start the day off right with a free 16-ounce iced coffee or 12-ounce hot coffee with the purchase of any breakfast entree. This offer is available now through August 5th between 11 p.m. and 11 a.m. Remember, Whataburger is open to serve you 24/7. Whether you're dining in, driving through, or using curbside pickup or delivery, Whataburger has you covered. Plus, you can satisfy your cravings for both savory and sweet treats this summer. Order any Whataburger meal and step it up with a cool caramel latte shake or malt for $1 more or a delicious brownie for just $2 more. Also, Whataburger is celebrating National Chicken Wing Day on July 29th with a buy one, get one free deal. And while back to school can be a challenge, kick off the school year right when kids eat free every Tuesday in the month of August. Finally, August 8th is National Whataburger Day, and they're offering a free surprise menu item that day. For more information on summer specials, visit stories.whataburger.com.
Liberty Nation with Mark Angelides.
In the aftermath of the failed assassination attempt of Donald Trump, we have to ask, how close did America come to an inflection point from which she could never recover?
Author, columnist, managing editor of LibertyNation.com, podcast host and conservative policy advocate.
We dismiss history at our peril.
Liberty Nation with Mark Angelides.
Money Pit is presented by RoofMax and EcoFlow. Now, here are Tom and Leslie.
Coast to coast and floorboards to shingles, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
And we are here to help you with projects around your house. So reach out to us right now with your questions at 1-888-MONEY-PIT. Coming up this hour, if you're a renter and you're not all that happy with your kitchen, you might think there's not a whole lot you can do about it. Well, we're going to share five spruce-ups for your space that can be done without wrecking your security deposit.
And also ahead, you know, filters inside of your heating and cooling systems can help remove dust and also make it a lot easier for you to breathe at home. But there's a lot of choices out there, so which type really does the best job? We're going to help you sort out what it takes to breathe easy.
Plus, if your backyard spaces are ready for a midsummer spruce-up, we're going to share a fast, easy, and mortar-free way to build fire pits, seat walls, lighting columns, and lots more.
But first, are you ready to unleash your creativity and conquer home improvement projects like a pro? Well, we can help you do that. So put your list together. Let us know what you are working on, what you want to tackle, what you've started and kind of maybe walked away from, like that crocheting project I gave up on last year. Whatever it is, you got something you're working on, let us help you get it to the finish line. So give us a call and let us know how we can help.
The number here is 1-888-MONEYPIT, 888-666-3974. Let's get to it. Leslie, who's first?
Joseph in Florida needs some help with a composite deck. What can we do for you?
I have two Trex decks that are one above the other, on, and they're quite large, wrap around the house. And I'm having, they were installed in 2007, and since that time they've developed a kind of a white film. At times it has some black dots on it, and also the color has faded. And my question is, what can I do to restore that color and make it look more like new than the way it does now?
Well, I'm not aware that you can restore the color. The dots that you describe and the staining that you describe sound like it could be an algae. So one thing that you should do is to clean that decking because, unfortunately, composites do tend sometimes to grow algae that it tends to stick to them a bit, like what you're describing. So I would make sure that I clean it.
Mm-hmm. I do. I spray it with this wet and forget that you've recommended, and it does do a good job.
Okay, great.
On that.
That's good to hear.
That's really not the big problem. The problem is the whiteness, like the top of the handrails. The railings are all Trex, and the top, this is high. This is up around 3,000 feet, and the top has turned white, a film, like, on top of it. And I've tried washing it and spraying it, and I didn't use anything harsh on it. I didn't want to, but I just wondered if there was something can't bring that color back up.
Trex says that you can stain it. I mean, they do say that it's okay to use an exterior stain with it. They recommend solid color stains. They recommend specifically solid color stains by either Behr or Sherwin-Williams.
You know, there's a manufacturer, Mesmer is their name, M-E-S-S-M-E-R, Mesmer. And they actually have a composite deck finish that's made specifically for it. It's in, I think, 7 or 8 different colors. And it does restore color, you know, to faded composite. I would give it a good cleaning and, you know, try to get rid of all that algae and mold growth that's on there. And then go ahead and look at this, the Mesmer's composite deck finish.
Okay, Mesmer. I'll look for that and see if I can find it.
All right, good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEYPIT.
Now we've got Norma from Delaware on the line who wants to know what size pipes you need to get good pressure in the bathroom. Norma, that sounds like a personal question. What's going on at your money pit?
Okay, I'm going to install a shower panel.
Okay.
And I, in order to get, you know, good, the right pressure,
right?
How big do the pipes need to be?
You said you want to install a shower panel. So is this one of these units where it comes in and then fans out to multiple spray heads?
Yeah, the jets, right.
How's your water pressure right now?
Pretty good. Well, my house is about 8 years old.
Oh, if it's only 8 years old and you have pretty good water pressure, you should be okay with this. I will say, though, that the water pressure coming out of multiple shower heads is not going to be as invigorating as coming out of a single shower head. So it's going to give you good coverage, but it may not be as strong. And I don't think there's much that you can do about that. If you've got normal street pressure, that's how those shower panel units are designed to work. But just be mindful that it's not likely to be as strong when it's going to come out of multiple heads, because you basically just need more water to do that.
Oh, okay. Well, you know, I inquired with the builder, and he told me that from the basement to the shower floor, I have 3/4 pipes, and then from the floor to the shower head, half an inch.
And that's typical. That's typical. So, you know, that doesn't change anything.
Oh, okay. All right. Thank you so much for your help.
Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEYPIT.
This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. We are here to lend a hand and help you tackle all of those to-dos with confidence. Coming up, if you're a renter and hate the kitchen, you may think you have no options for updates. We're going to share a few that are quick and easy and will not wreck your security deposit after this.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around.
connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Hide ugly concrete surfaces with Die Hard Max Industrial Strength Epoxy Floor Coating Kits. And this summer, get a $99 deal on kits that cover up to 250 square feet of garage, basement, or warehouse space. The kits include vinyl flakes that you add to the impact-resistant tan or gray glossy surface to create a slip-resistant floor. Get the $99 Die Hard Max Kit with free shipping from Lowe's.com or DeichCoatings.com. That's D-A-I-C-H Coatings.com.
Adding a textured surface to walls and ceilings in your home used to be a frustrating and messy project, but DAP's 2-in-1 wall and ceiling spray texture makes this job super easy, whether you're taking on a repair and need to match an existing surface or creating a new look. DAP's spray texture makes it easy to apply an orange peel, knockdown, or popcorn texture to walls or ceilings with professional results.
DAP's aerosol cans feature a patent-pending AimTech technology that offers a 60-degree adjustable nozzle to easily apply a beautiful textured finish to vertical, overhead, and those hard-to-reach areas, delivering a fast-drying, excellent texture match for maximum coverage and truly professional results. Plus, each 25-ounce aerosol can covers up to 130 square feet and costs less than $30.
The 2-in-1 wall and ceiling spray texture by DAP makes spray texture application easier and more accurate, an ideal choice for both pros and DIYers. Go to DAP.com to find a retailer near you. Ready to upgrade your backyard in minutes? With Ladera Wall Block from Pavestone, installation is a breeze. Imagine a stunning fire pit assembled in less than 5 minutes. It's that easy.
Perfect for seat walls, lighting columns, and more, Ladera Wall Block is your go-to choice for that customized natural dry stack look without the hassle. Ladera Wall Block, transforming spaces with ease.
To find a retailer near you, project instructions, design inspiration, and more, visit pavestone.com. That's P-A-V-E-S-T-O-N-E.com.
Metal roofs are very popular these days. They're durable, long-lasting, and beautiful. With a nearly endless number of designs, styles, and colors to choose from, you can easily find a quality metal roof to fit the architectural style of your home. There are even style options that mimic shake, slate, and clay or concrete tile, yet all offer the easy care and performance advantages of metal. Add great curb appeal to your home with a metal roof. Get inspired. Visit the Metal Roofing Alliance at metalroofing.com.
The Money Pit is presented by Ladera Wall Block from Pavestone. Ladera Wall Block, transforming spaces with ease. Learn more at pavestone.com.
Making good homes better. This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. What are you guys working on this summer weekend? It's hot out, so maybe you're just kind of working on enjoying the air conditioning or maybe an interior project. Well, whatever you've got going on, whether you're doing that job yourself or you're hiring out a pro, we love sharing our lifetime of knowledge on how you can get that job done right the first time. And you can join us on the Money Pit podcast, where you'll learn all about the how-tos, the how-to-nots, and how to get those projects done in record time without spending a ton of dough. Join us on the Money Pit podcast at moneypit.com/podcast. Now we've got Lorraine from Vermont on the line, who's got some ants invading her money pit. How can we help you today?
I have them out in my flower beds. I have them on my front and back lawn. There's a lot of sand here around my house.
Right.
And I am wondering what I could do to get rid of them.
Are they getting into the house as well?
No, they are not in the house.
All right. Well, that's good news. So, look. There are ways that you can work with this using sort of over-the-counter products, but I would recommend a different direction. The insecticides today have become so sophisticated and so accurate and so able to target specifically the insect that you're dealing with that it's really worthwhile having a professional apply these insecticides. One in particular that actually we just used at my mom's house. Well, not we. I mean, I hired somebody to do this. It's called Termidor, T-E-R-M-I-D-O-R. And I'm very familiar with this insecticide because it's one that is a part of a class called an undetectable. So the way it works is, in the old days, we'd spray insecticides that would repel the ants or kill them on site, and they would sort of know it was there, so it was detectable. Well, these new insecticides are undetectable. So as a result, the ants go through the insecticide, and then they get it on their bodies, and they bring it back to the nest, and then they share it with the other insects in the nest. So just getting some ants to go through it basically takes it back to the nest and wipes out the whole nest. So it's a very effective way to try to control the ant populations around your house. I don't know that I would go so far as to do it in my whole yard unless it was, you know, really bothering me. But generally you do this right around the perimeter of your home to try to minimize them in that area and stop them from potentially going in the house. You haven't seen them yet, but if you've got that many, I can almost guarantee that they're in the house. All right, Lorraine, does that help you out?
That does. I actually tried. Someone had told me to use borax and sugar.
Yeah, that's, you know, one of the home remedies that I mentioned. And borax does work, but it's just not nearly as effective as a product like Termidor. Good luck with the project.
Thank you so much.
Charlie in Tennessee is on the line and looking to do some renovating at his money pit. How can we help you today?
I have a small kitchen that I'm trying to knock out the wall to increase space to make my kitchen and my dining room one big room. My dilemma is the fact that I don't know whether the wall that I'm knocking down is a load-bearing wall or not.
Well, step away from the project and don't knock it down just yet.
Okay, well, first of all, what kind of house do you have, Charlie? Is it a ranch? Is it a colonial? Describe it to us.
It's a wood frame home.
Okay, one story or two?
One story.
And the roof peaks in the middle, goes up from the front, goes up from the back, peaks in the middle?
Kind of, it's L-shaped.
Okay.
And where the wall would be pretty much right where the two meet.
Yeah, so you're in the middle there. You're not quite sure. And the dining room and the kitchen are side by side. Is it aligned front to back on the house, or is it aligned end to end, so to speak?
It would be that wall would be parallel for the front to back.
So it's aligned front to back. Okay. I would say that in most cases, that is a bearing wall. That it doesn't mean you're dead in the water. It just means it's a little more complicated for you to open this up. Because if it's a bearing wall, you have to support the structure while it's disassembled, and then you have to put a new beam in to carry that load in the new open plan design. It's not something that you would do yourself. It's not like, I don't want you to like, hey, I've never done home improvement, but today I'm thinking about tearing down a bearing wall. Bad idea, okay? So you need to know what you're doing, or get some people to help you to know what you're doing, or hire a pro and get a building permit. And basically the way it works is temporary walls are built on either side of the bearing wall, and this holds up the structure that they're supposed to be holding. Then the bearing wall is taken apart. The bearing wall is reconstructed, but now you would use a girder, and it could be a wood girder, it could be a metal girder, it could be a combination wood and metal girder that goes the whole span. It could be a girder that sits below the ceiling, or it could be a girder that's actually flush with the ceiling, so when it's all done, it's invisible. But one way or the other, you'll need this beam to carry the load above that. And then once it's all put it back together, you know, you're really not going to know that it's there. But you just got to do it right so that you don't damage your house in the process, okay?
Yes, sir. Thank you. I appreciate it.
You're welcome, Charlie. Good luck with that project. Now put the saw down, okay?
No problem. Thank you. I appreciate it.
Well, if you're a renter and you're not happy with the kitchen in your rental space, you're probably thinking that, you know, you've got no choice and you're just kind of stuck with it. But you're not. We've got a few simple but impactful projects that you can do to refresh that space without busting your budget and without putting your security deposit at risk. First of all, you can install an adhesive backsplash. There are peel-and-stick tiles out there. In fact, I've seen them even on Good Morning America. We've done a segment on all these awesome sort of rubberized, sticky tiles that look like those fun little hexagons, bigger sort of, you know, rectangular shaped tile, subway tile, great colors, washable, easy to install. So there's some options there to do just that. It's going to add some texture and interest, and it takes no time at all. Plus, if you actually wanted to put up real tile, which you can do, you can just kind of install plywood as a temporary backsplash and then tile over that. So there's some ways that you can enhance the backsplash there. And along those same lines of peel and stick, you can use peel-and-stick wallpaper. It has come back in a huge way. I know sometimes I feel like I'm the only one talking about how much I love wallpaper, but I do, and it really can change a space without, say, painting, without doing any sort of major renovation, and the peel-and-stick stuff truly is that. It puts up, you peel it right off, and you walk away, and you've not damaged the walls. And depending on how complicated that pattern is, it doesn't have to be difficult to put up. So that's another option over painting. Now, vinyl floor remnants, that's another great option because you can kind of lay it out over the floor like a rug, but they're more heavy duty. You can even use something called like a location tape, which on one side has a more sticky kind of carpet tape, and on the other side has a lighter kind of paper tape. And you can put that so that the lighter side is on the apartment's floor and the more heavy duty side is on that vinyl piece that you're putting down to kind of really keep it in place without damaging the existing floor. And, you know, at a smaller size, the price for this vinyl remnant is not going to be a ton of money. So there's a lot of stuff. You can also change out hardware. Just make sure you keep the hardware and the old screws and whatnot in a bag and label where it goes so that when it's time to leave, you can just swap it back out. Same with light fixtures. Very easy to do.
Yeah, I love changing out hardware pulls. They're super cheap. It's a nice update, but they make a big impact on your kitchen style.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
Looking for work? O2 Employment Services has been working with local job seekers for the past 20 years. If you're tired of uploading your resume and getting no response, it's time to let O2 help you find that perfect position. Oh, and by the way, you pay absolutely nothing for our service. If you'd like our help, head on over to our website at o2es.com, click apply now, and complete our online application. We have connections with over 600 local businesses. Once we have your information and understand what you're looking for, we can introduce you to all the positions you may wish to consider. We currently have over 100 available positions, and we would love to match you with the one you're looking for. O2 Employment Services, the North State's leading staffing agency. Give us a call at 530-223-4674. That's 530-223-4674. Or visit us online at o2es.com.
At Stifel Nicolaus, I am committed to offering investors personalized investment guidance. Stifel is a full-service organization with departments staffed with professionals that specialize in a wide range of investment opportunities. We strive to give each account, regardless of size, careful individual attention. This is Financial Advisor Susan Eastman at 530-244-7199. Let's talk today about a personalized plan. Again, that number, 530-244-7199.
Blue skies and sunny days are here, and so is summer travel. That's why Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading invites you to stop by and enjoy their all-cloth car wash, where they take the time to pre-wash and hand-scrub your car or truck, where they work hard to remove the bugs just in case your vehicle is a summer bug magnet. Quick and Clean is fast, convenient, and has a towel-dry exit. Quick and Clean at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading.
This is Carl Bott and Ted Leidy. We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes.
Even cooking sometimes. People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up. Fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson State of Mind.
Yeah, you know, you got a problem. I'm just the guy to fix it for you. You know, and that's not really good expert independent advice. So go to the engineer first, Rob, and then you can deal with the contractor issue after you have the information.
Okay, great. Thank you.
Good luck. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
This is the Money Pit. Thanks so much for joining us on your weekend time. Whatever you are working on, we can help make those projects go along more efficiently and help you cross them off your to-do list. Coming up, filters for your heating and cooling system. They definitely help remove dust, and they also make it easier to breathe. But there's a lot of choices out there, so it's kind of hard to know which one's going to do the best job for your house. We're going to help you choose and explain what's what when the Money Pit returns.
This is your Tech It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman, powered by Intel.
Did you know that your old-school manual toothbrush can leave up to 50% of plaque behind? Which is why we spoke to lifestyle expert Yvette Rios about the Oral-B IO Brilliant Clean high-tech electric toothbrush.
It's got the dentist-inspired round brush head, which helps surround each tooth to remove plaque. And a great, great thing about this toothbrush is it actually has a pressure sensor, because so many of us are actually brushing harder than we should.
Right.
So this brush will let you know when you're brushing too hard. It connects to an app that monitors your brushing habits, and it'll make such a great gift. There are so many people in our lives where we're like, what do we get them? Guaranteed they will love this toothbrush.
And it connects to your device via Bluetooth. Get it? Sorry, dad joke there. Find out more at oralb.com.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, powered by Intel.
Our country is experiencing a maternal mental health crisis. Mental health conditions are the most common complication of pregnancy and childbirth, affecting 1 in 5 mothers every year. Hi, I'm Representative Lauren Matsumoto from Hawaii and Women in Government Board Chair. If you or a new mom in your life is not bonding with the baby or showing other symptoms of postpartum depression, time matters. Talk to a healthcare provider about the different treatment options that are available today. For more, visit womeningovernment.org.
The Affordable Connectivity Program ended this past June, but a company is committed to keeping customers connected.
Verizon Forward keeps eligible consumers of low-income households connected by giving them access to fast, reliable speeds of Verizon Home Internet at an affordable price, as low as $20 a month. New or existing qualifying customers can enroll following these three steps. Pick your plan, check your eligibility, and start saving. Some restrictions apply. See if you qualify to save with Verizon Forward at Verizon.com/Verizon Forward.
The word never carries a lot of weight. Never forget, never settle, never surrender. And now, Dodge is proud to announce Never Lift, the full-throttle rally cry of stepping on the gas and never letting up. With the 475-horsepower Durango SRT 392 and the muscle car dynamic duo Dodge Charger and Challenger, and the introduction of Dodge Power Brokers, your official dealer for legendary Direct Connection performance parts. For more on the Never Lift mindset, go to Dodge.com. Dodge is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
The fighting spirit of the Marine Corps is born of battles won. Battles won within, over enemies of fear, enemies of doubt. It's who we are. It's what we do. It's a promise made to you for more than 2 centuries. A promise of the Marines.
Hello, this is Steve Keeker, President of Senior Care Consulting. I'm so excited to announce that we are expanding nationwide by awarding Senior Care Consulting franchises. We help our clients find the right senior care community, including assisted living, memory care, long-term care, and continuing care retirement communities. We are not another run-of-the-mill free referral service. We're very different. We offer a placement service with integrity. Owning a senior care consulting franchise offers many benefits. Our market is not affected by the economy. Operate from your home office and enjoy work-life balance. Pour your passion into a business you can be proud of. For more information about owning a senior care consulting franchise, call 833-722-3726. 833-722-3726. or visit seniorcareconsulting.com.
People ask all the time, who the heck is low-cost airlines? Well, we're not just one airline. When you're talking to us, you're talking to everyone. We are the discount supermarket for all airline tickets. Plus, we have all the airlines and always have the best prices. American, Delta, United, plus all the specialized international airlines and a lot more. And we make it easy. We guarantee you'll talk to a live human in 60 seconds. You can have the rate you need and have your trip booked in 5 minutes. Now, how cool is that? And remember, when you're talking to us, it's like talking to every single airline available with one fast phone call. All you need to do is call and find the best prices to fly wherever it is you want to go. So are you ready? Call Low Cost Airlines right now. 802-341-4525. 802-341-4525. 802-341-4525. That's 802-341-4525.
Making good homes better. This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
You guys love your home, but sometimes feel like it's an endless pit into which you throw money for home improvements and fix-ups? Well, we get it. We can help. Reach out to us right now with your questions at moneypit.com/ask or call us at 1-888-MONEYPIT.
Cheryl in Virginia, you've got the Money Pit. How can we help you today?
I have a cement porch. The house was built 1981, and it has a cement front porch to it. And it along the edges of the porch, it's cracking and crumbling, like, off. And okay. Then in one portion of the porch, it actually has a, you know, water stands there because it's a dip. Mm-hmm. I was just wondering if there's a economical way I could fix that to make this porch last a little bit longer.
Yeah, and there's a couple of things that you could do. You could either resurface the whole porch surface, or you could mix up a recipe of Quikcrete products that could be used to patch those badly chipped or spalled areas. Now, the key here is that you just can't buy a cement mix in the bag, mix it up, and be done. Because when you're trying to adhere new concrete to old concrete, you need to use products that are designed to make that bond possible. So if you go to quikcrete.com, you look at the listings for projects, there are actually one sheets there that give you the step-by-step for repairing badly damaged concrete. There's also a one sheet for resurfacing concrete. And I think one of those two applications and the products they recommend there are going to work. It is a do-it-yourself project, and it's not terribly expensive. The products are very affordable, and the instructions are there, too. But make sure you follow them. It's like mixing a recipe. You can't leave out, you know, one item, or it's just not going to come out right.
Okay. And then, now, as far as along those edges, that we have to probably build up a sidewall.
You could mix it up to a consistency where you could trowel it and reform the edge.
Wow. Okay. Cool. TheQuikCrete.com. Thank you so much.
Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEYPIT.
Well, we could all agree that you can never have too much fresh air. That is, unless you are an allergy sufferer and that fresh air is loaded up with pollen and dust, then you are a sneezing person. Well, air cleaners and filters are supposed to remove those allergens and make it easier for you to breathe, but there's a lot of competing claims, so it really can be kind of hard to tell what's what and what's better for you.
Yeah, so let's start to talk about filters. They're an important part of your forced hot air system. They protect your heating and cooling equipment. In fact, my friend called me earlier this weekend and asked what might be causing a weird vibration in his AC system. So I told him to check his filter. And when he said, what filter, I was pretty sure we found the problem because it was loaded with dirt and dust and the system was straining to move air through it. But listen, there's four basic types of forced air system filters you should be aware of. The first are the very inexpensive spun filters. I jokingly call these rock stoppers because they don't really stop very much in terms of dust and pollen. Then you have the pleated filters. The filter media is actually folded, and this increases the surface area and makes them much more efficient than the spun filters. And a variation of that are the pleated electrostatic or electronic filters, which combine the pleated media with a static electronic charge, and that improves its effectiveness. So with all of these, you want to check the MERV rating. That stands for Minimum Efficiency Reporting Values, and the MERV rating should be 11 to 13 for allergen protection.
Now, let's talk more about those electronic air cleaners, because they seem to really have come a long way in recent years, and they've really been able to catch more and even more microscopic-sized particles. But are they worth the investment? I mean, they can be kind of pricey because they are for the whole home. They get installed into the system, correct?
Yeah, they are definitely the most effective type of a filtration system. And if you are allergy sufferers, then I think you'd find it to be a great price no matter what they charge. But they are more expensive than the other systems that I noted. But I do think they work really, really well. I mean, they will trap virus-sized particles.
Yeah, and they sort of draw them to this collector plate, which you then have to clean. But it does a great job of pulling all of that out of the air. And since we're talking about filters, I mean, you hear a lot about cleaning of the ducts. Is it worth it? Should you do it? So, per the EPA, they tell us that duct cleaning has really never been shown to actually prevent health problems, and the EPA does not recommend that air ducts be cleaned routinely, but kind of only as needed. So think about it. If you do a big construction project at home and there's a lot of dust and maybe it gets into the ductwork, then do it. If you've just moved into a house and you kind of want to get a fresh start, do it. But it's not like a, oh, quick, we better clean the ducts. That's the whole reason here. You know, so do it as you need. Pam in Missouri is on the line and has a question about installing a dimmer, a great do-it-yourself project. How can we help you, Pam?
I have a room that has fluorescent lighting in it, and there's two entries into that room. So there's a light switch on each door, so it's a two-way switch. Can I put a sensor on that so that when you walk in and walk out, the lights come on and go off?
Are you asking me if you can you put a sensor on that?
Yes.
Is your concern that you want the lights to come on automatically, or is your concern that you don't want people to leave the lights on when no one's in the room?
Both.
Well, I guess you could use an occupancy sensor switch there, but you would need to set it in vacancy mode, not occupancy mode. See, in occupancy mode, the light comes on when there's motion. So if you had a three-way, what could happen is you walk in the room, the switch closest to you picks up your motion, turns the lights on. You continue halfway through the room till the one on the other side picks it up and turns the lights off. So that wouldn't work too well. A better option might be to just replace one side of it, just one of the switches, with an occupancy sensor, but set it in what's called the vacancy mode. So what that means is you manually turn the light switch on, but if there's no motion in the room, it will automatically go off. So we use these, for example, in the bedrooms upstairs at our house because kids turn lights on. But as we all know, kids don't turn the lights off. So if you set it in the vacancy mode, they can turn the lights on. Then they'll go off depending on the period of monitoring you set. They'll either go off 1, 5, 15, or 30 minutes later.
Oh, okay. All right. That would work. Thank you.
Hope that helps you out. Thanks so much for calling us at 1-888-MONEYPIT.
Thanks so much for joining us here at the Money Pit. Give us a call with your home repair or your home improvement question 24/7 right here at 888-MONEY-PIT. Coming up, is your backyard space ready for a midsummer spruce-up? We're going to share a fast, easy, and mortar-free way to build fire pits, seawalls, lighting columns, and more when the Money Pit returns.
Live in a Money Pit.
Wagner Spray Tech is a top manufacturer of paint applicators with a wide array of products like their Control Pro high-efficiency airless paint sprayers.
These sprayers make it easy to transform big projects like exteriors, decks, or fences while outputting 55% less overspray than traditional airless sprayers. They're also easy to use and apply a high-quality finish you'll be proud of.
There are several Control Pro models to choose from. Visit WagnerSprayTech.com to find the right sprayer for your next project. That's WagnerSprayTech.com. Up to 90% of homes are under-insulated. The good news is that insulation technology has never been better. Now is a great time to learn more about how insulating your home can help increase comfort, save on cooling and heating costs, and how you might qualify for up to $1,200 in tax credits. Owens Corning is a leader in global building and construction materials with products including PINK Next-Gen Fiberglass Insulation, Thermafiber Fire and SoundGuard Plus, and Duration Series Shingles. They'll be visiting local home improvement retailers this summer with their Champion Your Project Tour. They'll share with homeowners and pros alike tips on insulation, roofing, and other home improvement ideas that help make a home a better place to be. Learn time-saving tips, talk to Owens Corning experts, and get hands-on demos. They'll also provide product education in storm-impacted communities. Look for the Owens Corning Champion Your Project Tour in your area or visit owenscorning.com/OCUPRO to learn more. That's owenscorning.com/OCUPRO.
Well, if you're looking to re-roof this year, a quality metal roof offers some of the best protection against extreme conditions. Metal roofs can withstand hurricane-force winds and protect against hail, rain, snow, and ice. In the summertime, they save energy, keep you cooler, and help safeguard against wildfire. So if you're looking for maximum performance for your home wherever you live, check out the durability, beauty, and long-lasting worry-free protection of a new metal roof. Visit metalroofing.com for more information.
Adding a textured surface to walls and ceilings in your home used to be a frustrating and messy project, but DAP's 2-in-1 wall and ceiling spray texture makes this job super easy. Whether you're taking on a repair and need to match an existing surface or creating a new look, DAP's spray texture makes it easy to apply an orange peel, knockdown, or popcorn texture to walls or ceilings with professional results.
DAP's aerosol cans feature a patent-pending AimTech technology that offers a 60-degree adjustable nozzle to easily apply a beautiful textured finish to vertical, overhead, and those hard-to-reach areas, delivering a fast-drying, excellent texture match for maximum coverage and truly professional results. Plus, each 25-ounce aerosol can covers up to 130 square feet and costs less than $30.
The 2-in-1 wall and ceiling spray texture by DAP makes spray texture application easier and more accurate, an ideal choice for both pros and DIYers. Go to DAP.com to find a retailer near you.
The Money Pit is presented by Angie. Angie's List is now Angie, your home for everything home. However you want your next project done, Angie helps you get it done. Download the Angie app today or visit Angie.com.
This is...
We want to invite you to the second annual Justice Crab Feed.
This event will be held at the Reading Civic Auditorium on Saturday, September 28th, and the money raised at the event will go towards combating human trafficking.
Last year, this event sold out. It was great to see Reading come out in full force for this cause.
The meals include crab and tri-tip. There will also be a full bar available.
If you would like information or to buy tickets, email us at justicecrabfeed@gmail.com.
See you there.
Experience luxurious bliss with Pinnacle Cultivators, Redding's premier licensed legacy cultivator exclusively at the Queen of Dragons in the city of Shasta Lake. Pinnacle's carefully crafted, expertly curated flower guarantees an exceptional experience with rare genetics and distinctive flavors, freshly packaged daily for a genuine farm-to-table experience. Visit 5044 Shasta Dam Boulevard or call 530-276-9771 for delivery and hours of operation. Visit queenofdragons.com or follow us on X at the Queen Dragon.
Hi, this is Linda Fott. Join me for the first Thursday of every month at 6 p.m. for my show, North State Now. In this one-hour show, we cover what's happening in the music scene, theater, food, and arts. We get in-depth interviews with local business owners, musicians, actors, and authors. Listen in, tune in, call in, participate. Win tickets to concerts and theater productions. It's a lot of fun, and believe me, it keeps us going. Join me, your host, Linda Bott, or North State Now, the first Thursday, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Also streaming at KCNR1460.com.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m., right after the news, for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wing Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the building?
all have to pay. The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
All the homes around here were built in the 60s. So my first question is, what should I look for in that era of home construction that might be a red flag? And also, the way the homes are all built, the bottom floor has radiant floor heat, and upstairs is hot water baseboard, and I can't imagine that 50-year-old pipes are not going to go at some point. And I'm wondering, how do I make sure they're okay, or, you know, look for signs that they're getting weak?
So you're basically looking for the good, the bad, and the ugly of 1960s construction.
Correct.
And, you know, the story is that it's actually a pretty good time for home construction. You had copper plumbing, you had decent wiring. Sometimes the services were a little small, but, you know, if the homes are mostly natural gas, you really don't need more than about 100 amps to power pretty much everything, including central air conditioning. And you got hardwood floors. Very frequently you had hardwood floors in 1960 houses, and it's interesting because they put the hardwood floors in, and they very promptly covered them with wall-to-wall carpet.
With shag carpeting.
Or shag, yeah. That's right, which actually protects them, you know, very nicely and didn't allow them to wear. So it's a pretty good year for home construction. Now, because it's a, you know, 50-year-old house, you're obviously going to have, you know, how old is the furnace, how old is the water heater, stuff like that to consider. What's the general maintenance been? But in terms of an era of home construction, I think it's a really strong era. Now, if you'd asked me about the 80s, I would tell you, not so much. Those houses were put together pretty fast and not always in the best possible way. But the 60s is a pretty good year for construction.
Oh, good, because I'm moving up. I live in an 80s house now.
Oh, there you go. So you're going to get better. In terms of that radiant heat, that's probably the one weak link that home has. But the thing is, you can't really determine like how far along it is and whether or not it's going to break. It probably will eventually fail. And when that happens, you're going to be faced with a pretty costly repair. You'll have to put in some sort of alternative heat system because it's virtually impossible to repair those pipes in the slab. So the first floor of your house will either be running new baseboard pipes, or you'll be running electric radiant, or you'll be adding an air to water heat exchanger so that you can take hot water from the boiler, run it through a heat exchanger, and blow air over it through your HVAC system, the same one used to cool the house. But I wouldn't obsess about that. I mean, it's probably going to happen eventually, but it may not even happen in the time that you own this next house. So if you like the neighborhood, the 1960s is a pretty good era for home construction.
Great. That's great news. Thank you so much.
You're very welcome. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
This is the Money Pit. While there is no doubt that houses can eat up more of our hard-earned cash than most of us wish, but one way to take the edge off of all that spending is to choose home improvement projects that can recoup their cost when you go to sell. We're going to share 5 projects that deliver the best return on your investment next.
Live in a Money Pit.
Attention business owners, 3,076 businesses are shutting their doors every single day. There are 3 things holding you back from doubling your sales in the next 12 months. They are number 1, the Great Resignation. 47 million Americans voluntarily left their job last year. Your staff are harder to find than ever before. Number 2, the Clutter Factor. 3.8 billion social media pages are competing for the attention of your prospects. No wonder they aren't listening to your marketing efforts. Number 3, the Death of the Salesman. 97% of your prospects feel salespeople are too pushy today. Hello, I'm Amanda Holmes. I've just released an updated version of my father's cult classic book, The Ultimate Sales Machine. If you'd like to double your sales in the next 12 months, download a free chapter of the book at ultimatesalesmachine.com/book. Our clients call it the chapter that changes lives. It's worked for 250,000 businesses worldwide. It'll work for you. Get your proven roadmap to doubling sales at ultimatesalesmachine.com/book.
Can people really not afford McDonald's? The Watchdog on Wall Street podcast with Chris Markowski. Every day, Chris helps unpack the connection between politics and the economy and how it affects your wallet. McDonald's says they're missing revenue as they have to lower their prices even more. Why? The consumers are pulling back. If things are so good, why are credit card delinquencies hitting a 12-year high? Whether it's happening in D.C. or down on Wall Street, it's affecting you financially. Be informed. Check out the Watchdog on Wall Street podcast with Chris Markowski on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
We're with Bridget, whose husband won't be home for months, and whose daughter is due any day. We're with Mike, who's leaving home to protect his family and yours. We're with all service members and...
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Making good homes better, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Standing by for your questions at 1-888-MONEYPIT.
Phil wrote into Team Money Pit asking, can I use hardwood planks in my basement? We have extended gutters and a French drain, which empties into two different sump pumps, so water is not a problem until it is, Phil.
Yeah. If you need two sump pumps, somehow I think there's a lot of water under that floor, yeah. But, I mean, even if you had no water under the floor, the thing is you can't put hardwood right down on top of a concrete floor because it's going to swell, it's going to curl and buckle, it's not going to end well. There'll be a huge waste of money. So what you really ought to think about is engineered hardwood, which is structurally stable because it's made up of layers of hardwood, or you could choose one of the very many vinyl or hybrid floor products that are out there because they're 100% waterproof. They last like heck. I mean, they're so durable. I've used Duravana in two kitchens now, and some of it's been down for years. And I've had another kitchen where I had vinyl down for years. I used it in the laundry room twice, so they look great, and they just don't wear very well. So you have a lot more options than hardwood. But if you try to put that on the concrete, you're going to be very sad.
Like really, really sad. It's just going to warp and twist and not be great. And it's a huge expense to kind of experiment to see what happens.
Well, there's no doubt that houses can eat up more of our hard-earned cash than most of us would wish, but one way to take the edge off all of that spending is to choose home improvements that can recoup their cost when it's time to sell. Leslie's got some tips on which improvements will bring the most value in today's edition of Leslie's Last Word. Leslie?
Yeah, you know, like the housing market itself, these things do fluctuate from year to year. But according to Remodeling Online's cost versus value survey, there's a number of projects that deliver really good returns on your investment. Now, the top five projects for ROI are number five is a bathroom remodel. I mean, that's very good for you as the homeowner because you're getting the space that you want in the bathroom layout and configuration and design that you really are desiring. But the return there is only mid-range, about 67%, because those preferences are very personal. And the chances of the next person, the next buyer, being like, oh, this is exactly what I wanted, are kind of slim. So that's not the best, kind of mid-range there. Number four is a kitchen remodel. These are great because chances are you're just modernizing a space, updating materials, maybe enhancing the appliances, and working on a better layout. So you're going to get a better return at 86%. Now, number three is siding replacement. The next three, the top three, I should say, are all exterior projects. Siding replacement with vinyl siding gives you a return on investment of 95%. I mean, you are really dramatically changing the exterior, the look of the home itself, and that is a big way to recoup your investment. Number two is a new entry door. Same thing. If you can get that curb appeal up, people are going to want that house, and that's huge at 101% ROI. And finally, number one is garage door replacement at 103%, because same thing. You can design a garage door makeover to completely enhance, change, redo the look of your home, and it's not a huge, huge project. And you can really get something out there in a beautiful, durable material that's not going to require a lot of maintenance, and it's really going to make the space look wonderful. I mean, we always think of these outdoor improvements as delivering great ROI, but the survey also showed that a deck offered only a 50% ROI. So while enjoyable, it really doesn't add a lot of value to the house.
This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Coming up next time on the program, when it comes to the topic of home improvement, there's often more bad advice than sage wisdom. And that bad advice can sometimes spread like wildfire. We're going to tackle some of the most common tales and help you separate fact from home repair fiction on the very next edition of The Money Pit. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Remember, you can do it yourself,
but you don't have to do it alone.
According to the latest research from the Department of Education, just 43% of fourth graders in the U.S. are reading at or above.
It's back to school time with Memory Lane Antiques Vintage and Collectible at 1773 Highway 273 in Anderson. Memory Lane features timeless decor for the home or office, study or dorm, with a variety of books to choose from, including old encyclopedia sets and classic novels, along with sports memorabilia. Memory Lane also offers vintage clothing, college collectibles and gear, classic lunch boxes, porcelain dolls, tin toys, and stuffed animals. You'll also find antique and upcycled furniture, including desks and dressers, and fusion paint and supplies for the do-it-yourselfer. Memory Lane Antiques Vintage and Collectibles features costume to classic jewelry, including necklaces, earrings, bracelets, anklets, and rings in a variety of styles and colors to choose from. They also feature a distinct Amish collection of items and gifts. Open Monday 10 to 6, closed Tuesday and Wednesday, open Thursday through Saturday from 10 to 6, and Sunday open noon to 5. Memory Lane Antiques Vintage and Collectibles at 1773 Highway 273 in Anderson.
From the Fox News Radio studios in Midtown Manhattan, giving you opinions and facts with a positive outlook, it's Brian Kilmeade.
Hi, everyone. Brian Kilmeade Show coming your way. Hope you haven't had a great week and have great weekend plans. But in the meantime, we have a lot to go over today. The president of the United, former president of the United States, is heading over to Montana to help defeat John Tester and help Tim Sheehy, a former Navy SEAL. He's about 2 or 3 points away. We know the vice president is going to be in Arizona today. So they've been barnstorming with their new running mate, Tim Walz. We'll talk about that. Admiral James Stavridis is standing by. So let's get to the big three.
Now, with the stories you need to know, it's Brian's Big Three.
Number three.
Their military in Israel is very unique to most. The integration between the different armed services is quite remarkable. It's unlike any other nation in the world, second to the United States. So I think they can take on most enemies that are at least 5 to 10 times their size. And they've done it time and time again.
Officer Kymer and Hamilton are weighing in. Threats from Hezbollah and Iran continue, but only the action in Gaza as IDF pounds Hamas. Who will fight? Who will light the fuse that blows up this region? If anybody. Plus, there's a huge push to get all sides at the table to talk about a ceasefire. Is that the best move for Israel?
Number two.
The retirement packet alone takes months to process. You knew that your unit was deploying. I can't think of anyone that wouldn't want to deploy with their surrogate children. That's what a sergeant major is.
David Bellavia weighing in. Get it right. We salute Governor Walz's service, but the truth about his exit and his deployments needs to be clarified. It's already causing the Harris ticket a degree of embarrassment as vets are calling him out.
Number one.
We'd like to do three debates. We think we should do three debates. We think Fox and ABC, and we also have CBS is going to do the vice presidential debate.
Glad that he's finally agreed to a debate on September 10th. I'm looking forward to it, and hope he shows up.
He's also talking about two other debates. The vice president missed that. Trump speaks for an hour and Kamala for 1 minute. Mass media puts her on a pedestal and then wraps her in bubble wrap. Not us, but at least they do agree on at least one debate. So we'll have some engagement, the latest, that's not scripted, We'll have the latest on campaign 2024, but let's bring in Admiral James Tarvitas. Admiral, first off, I'd like to bring you to a region. I thought last week by this time there would be some explosion or retribution attempted by Iran and Hezbollah after the killing of their leaders in their respective countries. Why do you think it hasn't happened?
Two reasons, Brian. One is Iran is in immense internal turmoil right now. They have a brand new president. He's more reformist. I put that in heavy air quotes, but was hoping to kind of crack open and get the West engaged because the economics of Iran are so bad. So point one, the Iranians don't want a regional war. And point two, neither do the Israelis. Although they can fight on multiple fronts, they've shown again and again the ability to do that, they would like to continue to concentrate on Hamas in Gaza, not get tangled up with Hezbollah. So they are sending signals of real retaliation if we have another round here. So while there certainly will be some kind of response from Iran, I think it'll be a bit muted, and it'll probably come from their proxy creature to the north, Hezbollah. Still looking for that over the next few days. But the good news is I don't think this one is going to go to a wider war in the Middle East.
So right now there's a lot of action in Gaza. In fact, General Jack Keane told me an hour ago he believes that Netanyahu is putting his foot on the gas. He says the 98th Division began operational activity in Khan Yunis, where we think Sinwar was. He also indicated they thought they had him 12 days ago or his location.
Yeah.
So, and in Rafah, everybody who said don't go into Rafah, it's going to be a disaster. Well, all they found, they cleared the civilians out, and they found a ton of weapons depots and terror tunnels that the Egyptians had to know about, wouldn't you say, Admiral?
No question, and I'm glad you raised the word tunnels. At the end of the day, the military center of gravity here is to destroy that tunnel complex. 400 miles of tunnels. Gaza is only 20 miles long by 5 miles wide, but 400 miles of tunnels. The Israelis are correctly and methodically destroying them. They're flooding some of them. They're collapsing others. They're sealing them off in ways that will essentially be permanent. So they got to continue the fight to destroy that center of gravity. And then number two, in the end, they're never going to allow Sinwar to escape. They will find him and kill him. So those are the two military objectives remaining. And I'm with the Israelis. You continue until you get those two things done. You do everything you can to minimize collateral damage, and I think the Israelis have done that by and large. But this is not the time for the Israelis to back off.
So why is that never brought up? Everybody wants the hostages out and wants the killing to stop. But how this ends will decide if it starts again. Why is that never brought up?
Because there's always a tendency in these situations to kind of skip over the hard part. And the hard part is the military piece of this. The Israelis, you point out correctly, really handled Rafah perfectly. They're closing in on the two objectives I said a moment ago. I think you can put on a parallel track the idea of a ceasefire. That'll turn into a three-stage process, ceasefire for 6 weeks, Arab peacekeeping force. Third step, bring the Palestinian Authority, not Hamas, back into a position of at least engagement in Gaza. Those things are going to happen. But the military piece of this, the hard part, that's got to get done first.
So U.S. fighter jets arrived. The Raptor arrived in the Middle East, armed with a warning for Iran. I guess that's the message. I know this stuff is very costly. I also think it's necessary to agree. What is the message there that the Secretary of Defense is giving?
Yeah, I think in sum, it's, hey, Iran, if you go big, we are going to go big right back alongside the Israelis. I wish that Lloyd Austin had further deployed another aircraft carrier. And you remember right after October 7th, they correctly parked two aircraft carriers in the Eastern Mediterranean. Right now we've got one that's doing swing duty between the Indian Ocean, Arabian Gulf, occasionally up into the Eastern Med. We had to put two right there and say to Iran, if you go big, we're coming in with Israel. We're going to take out Hezbollah entirely.
All right, well, I guess we're going to see what's going to happen there, and we'll see if talks show up, because we don't know. Sinwar is the new head of Hamas, the political wing and the military wing. Do you think he's going to come out of a tunnel and show up in Qatar?
No, I don't. And if he does, he's going to be evaporated by an Israeli strike. They're going to find and kill Sinwar, and they should. And the fact that Hamas has elevated him to lead it, it would be like taking General Custer, if he had survived the Battle of Little Bighorn, and putting him in charge of not only the U.S. Army, but the U.S. government. The guy is a failed general, a failed political strategist, and he deserves to be killed, and eventually the Israelis will do so.
So what's your take on Tim Walz, the governor of Minnesota, and his 23 years of service? And the command sergeant general and just sergeant, sergeant major, excuse me, and command sergeant major. Where do you stand on the way he's using the rank? How about that? How it fits into politics?
I think that any veteran who has served honorably, from J.D. Vance, who did 4 credible years as a U.S. Marine and deployed forward, in his case, into Iraq, although he has often said he never saw close combat, from that level, 4 years, and then gets out, I'm fine with that. Or someone like Tim Walz, who does 24 years in the Guard, deploys forward to a unit in Europe, and these were under my command, that are supporting forward operations, but he does not see close combat. To someone like, hey, if Bill McCraven decides to run for office, I don't think he will, but let's say he does. He's got, just like me, 37 years. He's seen plenty of combat. That's fine for him to talk about. And I honor all their service. And I do think veterans shouldn't be in a position of trying to score, you know, Pete Buttigieg's service in Afghanistan against J.D. Vance's service in Iraq against Tim Walz's service. Let's just honor all of their service. Let's park that, because that's not the topic of the moment. And let's go back to talking about the issues that really matter for the American people.
Does it bother you when people embellish their service, being somebody that dedicated their whole life? You spend most of your life in uniform.
I think of embellishment as putting on a Bronze Star medal that you didn't receive. And that's well documented. Any number of people have masqueraded as Navy SEALs when they were, in fact, maybe just mechanics on the flight deck of a carrier. Other people have put on a Bronze Star that they never wore. Yeah, that bothers me. That's called stolen valor. That is something that ought to be exposed. I don't see a case of that in Governor Tim Walz. And by the way, just, you know me, I'm not political, but if I were advising the Trump campaign, I'd stay off that issue, because you got to look back at the top of that ticket and bone spurs in Vietnam. I don't want to open that can of worms. Nobody should. We ought to just focus on the honorable service of both of the vice presidential candidates.
Yeah, I thought it was Tim Walz that brought it up on the stage about the 4 years that that the J.D. Vance served. So I thought that was bizarre to bring up. I did not know he had this type of vulnerability elsewhere. It's going to be interesting. You know what I care more about? I care more about what they're going to do for defense, because I see that Kamala Harris has said, I want to cut the defense budget in half and give it to underprivileged communities. That worries me more than anything else. That's the issue we should be talking about.
I agree completely, and that is why I hope there's going to be not just one debate, but 2 or 3 debates, because then you have a chance to get into international issues, cybersecurity, defense budgets, shipbuilding. I want to hear that debate on both sides, And I hope that we have a very full conversation, both from those two and from the vice presidential candidates, about defense and defense spending, which needs to continue. Newsflash, we're in a very dangerous world. You and I talk often about all of these, but it's Ukraine and Russia. It's rising China. We're seeing Venezuela to the south becoming increasingly radicalized. And then finally, as we've talked about quite a bit, it's the Middle East. We need to stand with Israel. We're not going to do that by cutting the defense budget.
Yeah, two more quick topics. Ukraine is powered by Western arms, has stunned Russia and many, and gone into Russia, crossed the border with 1,000 guys thanks to the armored vehicles they've gotten. They're into the Kursk region, occupying villages in Russia for the first time. And people say, well, that's provocative. You're escalating. How does Admiral Stavridis feel?
I think the provocation was the complete invasion of Ukraine, the brutal war crimes that have been committed, the attacks on civilians. What I see by the Ukrainians is to be obviously applauded. And from a military perspective, it really complicates Putin's situation. Now he's got to swing troops up to deal with a knife blow that's coming into his gut that he felt would never happen because the Ukrainians wouldn't have the capability to cross his borders. Wait a minute. That's happening in front of him right now, and I really applaud that. And by the way, I think the two best military things that have happened in the last 2 weeks are the attack inside Russia by Ukraine, and the other is the Israelis being able to take out Hanya, the leader of that organization, in Tehran. I say well done, Israel, and well done, Ukraine.
Absolutely. Let the good guys win. That's what I say. Anything it takes. All they're asking for is our support. They're not asking us to fight. Admiral, thanks so much. Always great. Have a great weekend.
You too, Brian. Have a great summer, too. What's left of it.
Absolutely.
Bye-bye.
You got it. I'll come back and I'll take some calls. 1-866-408-7669. Dane Drosh, Crash Hour joins us. I'll bring us inside this political landscape, some of the dramatics that took place yesterday and are likely to take place today. And Rachel Campos Duffy in just a moment. Don't move. A lot going on.
Politics, current events, and news that affects you. Brian's got a lot more to say. Stay with Brian Kilmeade.
It's common knowledge that after age 30, our metabolism changes. We have less energy and gain weight easier. There's a way to feel better, not in years or months, but sometimes in just days.
I'm Chuck Norris. I tried everything. Working with a team of health experts, we came up with Morning Kick. Morning Kick is a revolutionary new formula that combines all my favorite supplements into one daily drink.
Morning Kick has probiotics to help you lose weight, prebiotics for digestion, superfoods for muscles and joints, and powerful anti-aging supplements. It'll help you feel youthful, energized, and helps manage stress.
I look and feel better than I have in years.
Go to roundhouseprovisions.com, use code BODY, or text BODY to 511-511 and claim 40% off. roundhouseprovisions.com, code BODY.
Every purchase comes with our 90-day money-back guarantee. You could be feeling these changes within just a couple of days.
Text BODY to 511-511.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Message and data rates may apply. Paid for by Roundhouse Provisions.
Are you having trouble hearing? Hearing loss can devastate the quality of your life. Now, there's an affordable fix for you or your loved one. Rated in the best hearing aids of 2024 by USA Today, Audion Hearing has the highest quality hearing aids at the lowest prices, just $189.
I actually like them better than my old $5,000 hearing aids.
I could not believe how my hearing and life changed.
Join over 500,000 happy customers by going to audionhearing.com. That's AudienHearing.com.
Did you know your life insurance is an asset you can sell? I'm Jay Jackson, CEO of Abacus Life. For almost 20 years, Abacus has been purchasing life insurance policies from seniors just like you. And at abacuspays.com, we've created a free policy value calculator so you can find out the worth of your policy in just seconds. There are no fees and no obligations. Get real value from your life insurance when you need it with Abacus. Learn more at abacuspays.com.
Not all policies will qualify. Not available in all states.
Fox on Faith.
with Lauren Green.
The nonpartisan group My Faith Votes launched a campaign to encourage Christians to, quote, think biblically about the issues facing the country after its internal polling showed that few Americans hold a biblical worldview. The campaign includes online tutorials guiding the faithful on how to navigate issues ranging from justice to gender through the lens of God's Word. Colonel Alan West, national spokesperson.
It is about us saying that there are certain things that we believe in and certain things we're not going to accept, and it's not saying that we hate anybody. It's just saying that, you know, for whatever reason, that does not agree with my faith and my belief.
Pastor Doug Padgett, the executive director of the nonprofit organization Vote Common Good, believes the campaign to think biblically is a mask for promoting a conservative faith view and a call to vote for one party only.
It seems, though, often like that what people mean when they say I'm going to think biblically about how I vote, it can feel like a stand-in for I'm going to vote for Republicans only.
For Fox on Faith, Lauren Green, Fox News.
Now, from the historical audio archives of Fox News Talk.
On March 5th, 1946, Sir Winston Churchill gave his famous Iron Curtain speech at Westminster College in Missouri. The speech was deemed by many to mark the onset of the Cold War.
From Stettin in the Baltic to Trieste in the Adriatic, an iron curtain has descended across the continent. Behind that line lie all the capitals of the ancient states of Central and Eastern Europe. All the famous cities and the populations around them lie in what I must call the Soviet sphere. And all our subjects, in one form or another, not only to Soviet influence, but to a very high and in some cases increasing measure of control from Moscow. This is certainly not the liberated Europe we fought to build up.
Stay tuned to hear more history as it unfolds before your ears. It's the audio archives of Fox News Talk.
This is House Call for Health. A recent government report out shows improvements in the mental health of young people across the nation. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention report released Tuesday looked at health behaviors and experiences of high school students comparing 2021 through 2023 youth risk behavior survey data. It found students who experienced overall feelings of sadness and hopelessness dropped from 42% to 40%. The rate dropped from 57% to 53% for females, including the number of girls seriously considering attempting suicide. The agency says the 2021 data was drawn from a year when COVID disrupted school, forcing many students to take remote classes. Despite these positive signs, the CDC highlighted the need for addressing mental health and well-being in schools after the report found an increase in the percentage of students reporting violence and safety concerns at school. For more health news, go to foxnewshealth.com. House Call for Health, I'm Anna Eliopoulos, Fox News.
A talk show that's real. This is the Brian Kilmeade Show.
I think it's very important to have debates, and we've agreed with Fox on a date of September 4th. We've agreed with NBC, fairly full agreement, subject to them, on September 10th, and we've agreed with ABC on September 25th. So we have those three dates.
So the President of the United States made a lot of news yesterday. Number one, willing to take questions from anybody at his residence any moment. We got spoiled for 4 years. Then we had a president didn't say anything, nobody cared, until he was failed so miserably in that debate. Then people were demanding to find out where he was, demanding for him to hold a press conference, watching him do press conferences, three network interviews. What has to happen is she's got to fall down. I mean, her ratings got to drop to the point where they say we got to put her out. And when they go to put her right now, they feel as though they don't have to take any games. They don't have to do any interviews. So why play? I just go up and I make the same speech. She's literally made the same speech for three straight weeks. Same applause line, same delivery. You've seen the side by side. What she's not counting on is where everybody's covering the speeches. So we're listening to the same speech. Tim Walz is there, not there. He's named, he's not named. He gets into the same applause lines. What about Trump? I mean, does anybody think two Trump rallies have been the same? Not really. So I thought this was interesting. Peggy Noonan, who's a conservative columnist, a Bush 41 and Ronald Reagan speechwriter from Massapequa, Long Island, by the way, where I'm from. She brought up an interesting point. She's not big into Trump, but not at all. She said, What does it mean that she picked Tim Walz out of all of her other moderate choices? She says, I believe this means she's not going broad, but she's going deep. She doesn't intend to win this by going an inch to the right, but through the left-wing turnout, the young minorities, those who haven't steadily voted in the past, if ever. She's going to give them a jolt, a straight shot of progressive. The future is left-wing. Getting them to show up is the strategy. Centrists and Trump rejecting Republicans aren't the central concern. If they can be won over through the small symbolic or stylistic moves, fine. Everyone's welcome. But they're not the focus. Getting our people is the focus. Wow. That's a scary America. That's what she's going for. Boiled down by one of the best columnists in the country, Peggy Noonan. John in California. Hey, John.
Good morning, Brian. I wanted to bring up something that I'm observing.
Yep.
Every speech by Kamala Harris is being carried by almost every network.
Yes.
Okay? Trump's rallies are not. The only thing being covered by them are the mistakes and, you know, the negative stuff that they pull out of it. He needs to do something, like this press conferences, to get his word out to everybody.
I know. I mean, they're going to have to start carrying it because it's going to be newsworthy and they're going to get closer to the debates. But nothing you can do about it, John. We can't program their channels. We really can't. You know, I'm not I think that we're going to do it. I mean, I do my show Saturday night at 9 o'clock. This will be one of the few Saturdays where I'm not going to be covering Trump rallies because there is none. There's only one on Friday. And by the time my show starts, people have seen it already. But president's got to stay busy. He's got to see what the networks pick up. When he makes news, they'll roll it. And he's got to find a way to get her to do an interview.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Do you have a crazy schedule and can't seem to get to a class to qualify for your CCW, CCW renewal, or maybe learn to use that new firearm you just purchased? Consider a private class with NFI. Learn to shoot a handgun, rifle, shotgun, or even a BB gun. Classes are taught by an instructor that you choose on your dates and location. Give NFI a call at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and I'll see you at the range.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
We want to invite you to the second annual Justice Crab Feed.
This event will be held at the Reading Civic Auditorium on Saturday, September 28th, and the money raised at the event will go towards combating human trafficking.
Last year, this event sold out. It was great to see Reading come out in full force for this cause.
The meals include crab and tri-tip. There will also be a pool bar available.
If you would like information or to buy tickets, email us at justicecrabfeed@gmail.com.
See you there.
Attention veterans. Did you know that Shasta College and Simpson University have veterans resource centers to assist you in your educational pursuits? These centers offer a wide range of support services, including financial aid, tutoring, IT support, and more. We understand the unique challenges that veterans face and are committed to helping you succeed. Our experienced staff is here to help you navigate the college experience and achieve your academic and career goals. Don't let anything stand in your way. This message is brought to you by Senator Maurice Johannesson, former Secretary of California Veterans Affairs.
At Cornerstone Community Bank, you're more than just a customer. You're our friends, neighbors, the local businesses where we shop, and the restaurants where we dine. Your success strengthens our community. Come meet our amazing teams in Redding, Red Bluff, and our newest location in Anderson, and find out why we are more than banking. Cornerstone Community Bank, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Tony and Audrey were married for over 20 years. Then they weren't. But when their paths once again collide as they attempt to figure out who gets what from their old cottage, old tensions flare up, not helped by the arrival of their devious daughter. Riverfront Playhouse is proud to present Moment of Weakness, an incredibly British comedy written by Donald Churchill, directed by Andrew Gibson. Tickets available at riverfrontplayhouse.net and sponsored by Reading Cultural District, this station, and other pro-arts businesses.
Experience luxurious bliss with Pinnacle Cultivators, Redding's premier licensed legacy cultivator exclusively at the Queen of Dragons in the city of Shasta Lake. Pinnacle's carefully crafted, expertly curated flower guarantees an exceptional experience with rare genetics and distinctive flavors, freshly packaged daily for a genuine farm-to-table experience. Visit 5044 Shasta Dam Boulevard or call 530-276-9771 for delivery and hours of operation. Visit queenofdragons.com or follow us on X at the Queen Dragon. What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
Fox News.
A radio show like no other. It's Brian Kilmeade.
President Trump had a press conference today. He talked about a lot of things. I wonder if you have a reaction to what he talked about.
Well, I'm glad that he's finally agreed to a debate on September 10th. I'm looking forward to it, and hope he shows up.
Are you open to more debates?
I'm happy to have that conversation about an additional debate for after September 10th, for sure.
He promotes two more debates.
Like I said, happy to have that conversation.
That was just a small portion of a small give and take with reporters. She's done it for, that was 60 seconds. Trump did 60 minutes, if not more. And she will not answer any questions. She just gets through her surrogates. She talks about changes in positions. That she had very significant changes. So, for example, she wanted to cut the defense budget. She's on the record. She wants to make illegal private insurance. She wants to decriminalize border crossings. She wants to end fracking. She wants to end offshore drilling. Okay. Pretty significant things, don't you think? She wants to have a guaranteed income. Who's paying for that? I mean, she co-sponsored Medicare for All. That means universal health care. America doesn't want that. Pretty sure we'll never pass that. When you're with Bernie Sanders co-sponsoring something, no, you're out on a limb. Are you walking it back? Why? Why are you walking it back? If you believe that, stick with it. Trump wants to build a wall. A lot of people thought he was crazy. He didn't change his mind. And he'd tell you a million times why. You know, he wants to raise tariffs. Some people don't like it. Here's the tariffs, and here's why. This is a way to bring manufacturing back. I don't like these trade deals. I'm redoing them. Oh, leave them alone. We want international trade deals. It provides peace and security around the world when people are invested in each other's economies. Trump said, no, I'm not going to do that. Now it's common thought. And most Republicans have backed off that free trade mindset. But Trump knew, you knew exactly where he stood. You knew why he was doing it. And then you could vote for him or not. What they're trying to do in 90 days without running a primary, without giving her a single vote, her failing epically in 2020, and then giving it to her in 2024 and saying you need 90 days to win, I think is the most fundamental un-American, not unconstitutional, but un-American thing I've ever heard. And I don't think that any journalist would support it. Josh Krasshauer is the editor-in-chief of Jewish Insider, Fox News radio political analyst. He joins us now. Josh, welcome back.
Hey, great to be back, Brian.
Josh, every time I talk to you, there's something unprecedented going on. What I'm witnessing now, with this nomination now 2 or 3 weeks old, and the honeymoon that's still lasting, without giving a single interview or defining or putting anything, any of your policies on a website, this is all unprecedented. Why is it acceptable?
Well, it shouldn't be. I mean, one of the other bits of that 60-second comments she made yesterday was that she was only planning to do one interview in the next 21 days in the month of August. That's remarkable. Like, even after the convention, she doesn't sound like she's eager to talk to the press, answer the questions, explain where she stands on policy. Look, it's interesting to see some of the mainstream media coverage about how smart politically they're saying, oh, this is really, really, really savvy political strategy not to submit for an interview. The other side of it is sort of obvious, Brian. It's the fact that she's not good in those sets. She's had some embarrassing moments with her NBC interview with Lester Holt, where she just totally bombed her comments on immigration and her role as border security czar. She's, you know, one of her first things as vice president, one of her first interviews was to speak to a West Virginia television outlet and anger Joe Manchin so much he still holds a grudge from that day. She is not good at explaining what and then she's also a CNN town hall back in her 2019 campaign is when she's kind of outlined some of her very, very far left positions that came back to haunt her in that campaign. She's not good off the cuff. She's given some good stump speeches. She's reading the teleprompter at the rallies, and she's done a good enough job with that. But her biggest weakness in her public life has been explaining where she stands on policy and doing an effective job in explaining those positions in interviews. So that's why they're kind of hiding her. We talked about the basement strategy, Brian, in 2020 for President Biden. This is sort of a rally strategy, not have her submit for interviews, but have the big rallies, big scripted speeches, but not doing interviews with the mainstream media. And that's going to be a problem. I don't think it can last forever. I mean, look, they hope they can run out the clock. There's only 90 or so days left until the general election. Early voting starts even earlier than that in many states, Brian. But at some point after the convention, she's going to need to explain where she stands on so many important issues that are so relevant to the American public.
So my jaw was on the floor after that first debate when I saw CNN just blow up Joe Biden. Can't do the job. I've never seen it bad. There's panic on the Democrats. And it didn't stop until he was finally out. And every time I put on CNN, I go, I feel like I'm watching Fox. You know, all the things we were saying, you know, is he failing? Is he having trouble walking? You know, why is he having a debating? Why is he not working? Why is he not working past 4 o'clock? That speech didn't make any sense. That interview didn't go too well. And I'm thinking to myself, why are they reporting on him? And my jaw was on the floor. And then he's gone. Gone. And now in comes Kamala Harris. And I can't say I'm as surprised, but I'm moderately surprised. Outside Van Jones making a few comments, all I see is what a great job she's done. She's a female Barack Obama. Look at all that she's accomplished. Meanwhile, it's the same speech every single time. Tim Walz couldn't be more left compared to the chances that she had to get moderates in there in battleground states. They don't even acknowledge that. Now he's a football coach, not a left-wing governor who wants taxpayer dollars to pay for everything. So there's been no analysis. And this is what Jeff Zeleny said yesterday. The whole push to get her to do interviews is something the media wants, not the public wants. That is just fundamentally, we are a mouthpiece for the public, in theory at least, right?
Well, that goes against every journalistic instinct I ever learned.
Right.
You don't want interviews that you're literally saying this is great political strategy without explaining the reason that she's making these decisions is because she's worried that if she submits to these interviews, it's going to hurt her politically, that she's going to have to explain why she supposedly has evolved on issues like fracking, on issues like immigration. She ran one of the most progressive campaigns in 2020, didn't really showcase a more moderate side as vice president. She was to the left of Joe Biden on a number of issues, and now we don't hear from her on policy. This is a vibes campaign. They're hoping to kind of use the good vibes of replacing Biden on the ticket, get the energy that granted, like, she's brought a lot of energy in the party. They've filled up these arenas, and she's gotten a lot of excitement at these campaign events. But they've been policy-free. They've been substance-free. And ultimately, once you get that honeymoon period, that, you know, when you get the excitement about your new campaign, you get to launch, you get to have those moments, you have to start answering questions. People want to know where you stand on so many important issues. She ran a campaign in 2020 that was extremely progressive. She certainly has an obligation, I would think, to explain where she stands and whether she agrees with the same positions that she held back in that campaign.
I mean, isn't it frustrating to follow someone around and they never talk to you?
Well, of course, if you're a reporter, I mean, I think everyone should be trying to get the first interview with the vice president. I think it's good that we have a debate September 10th. That's going to be highly scrutinized. I think Trump needs to up his game. You know, that's one of the big questions I've had on the Republican side, that why Trump isn't doing campaign events, why he's not doing rallies, why he hasn't been responding himself to some of the arguments that Harris and Walz have been making on the campaign trail. But that's also the other part of the equation. When is the Republican ticket going to be a little more aggressive and really start framing these issues?
You know, in the whole 2025 plan, if every think tank, conservative or liberal, that came out with a plan is going to be stapled to the Republican or Democrat candidate, I think that would be totally unfair. I mean, they're told 2025, 900 pages, this is what they're going to do, folks. Really? Either President Trump doesn't read anything and he just wants flashcards, or now he's co-authoring a 900-page think tank doctrine that's going to revolutionize the country to the Heritage Foundation's thoughts. I mean, some of that stuff might be great. Some of it sounds like it's extreme. But why are they going out of their way to pin it to Trump? Because some Trumpers were on it? I mean, that cannot be effective.
Yeah, look, I think the important picture is that, like, every candidate has associations with problematic organizations, but certainly Harris has a whole slew of associations with very, very progressive groups. I think, you know, everything should be up for grabs. Everything should be – that's why we want to have these interviews, to ask everyone where they stand on policy and where they stand on their – whether they endorse – what a certain group stands for that's close to them. Look, I think the Project 2020, I mean, the fact that the two top strategists for Trump's campaign, Susie Wiles and Chris LaCivita, were so outspoken against Project 2025 and distanced themselves so aggressively, I think made that a story. They're showing that little divide within the Republican Party and the conservative movement. But any of those questions are going to be fair game for any candidates, or at least should be.
All right, so you retweeted something from the Washington Examiner. It said, Tim Walz repeatedly hosted a Muslim cleric who celebrated the October 7th and shared pro-Hitler website link. And the guy's name is Asad Zaman of the Muslim American Society of Minnesota. In May 23, they came for a meeting about a mosque security and Walz's evidently, as governor, Zaman also spoke at a 2020 event to call for a peaceful protest within with the governor during the riots in Minnesota. They also supported – this guy also came out and supported the October 7th attacks. So that's been pretty apparent, and he doesn't seem to be backing off this relationship.
Well, we're trying to get a response from the Harris and from Walz himself about this association. These meetings took place before October 7th, but this guy is about as extreme as it gets. Pro-Hitler postings, and like you said, Brian, he celebrated the Hamas attack after October 7th. This is one of the reasons why I think a lot of people were scratching their heads about Governor Walz as the vice presidential pick, because he's got not only does he have a very progressive record in Minnesota, but there is to win as a Democrat in the state of Minnesota, the party is has a lot of elements, at least, that are very far left. To kind of keep that Democratic Party together, you've got to pander to some of the more I would call them even, you know, more extreme than just progressive. And then this is a group that an individual, at least, he thought he was, you know, he thought there was some political benefit, I guess, from having these meetings. He's going to have to answer for them. This is someone who clearly has a whole litany of anti-Semitic comments, and it's a real problem. Ilhan Omar has got her primary coming up next Tuesday in the state of Minnesota. She's someone who's made her fair share of anti-Israel and anti-Semitic comments, and that's another association that Governor Walz has had to be, that she's been scrutinized over.
Absolutely. Josh, it's going to be an exciting 90 days. All we want is just a fair fight, and you got to be able to speak and tell me what you think. Not you, but the Democratic ticket. Josh Krasauer, thanks. When we come back, she just spent quality time in Allentown, Pennsylvania, finding out in that battleground state what people are thinking now that they have a brand new choice for president and for Senate. Rachel Campos-Duffy joins us next.
Covering this election year like no other, it's Brian Kilmeade.
It's common knowledge that after age 30, our metabolism changes. We have less energy and gain weight easier. There's a way to feel better, not in years or months, but sometimes in just days.
I'm Chuck Norris. I tried everything. Working with a team of health experts, we came up with Morning Kick. Morning Kick is a revolutionary new formula that combines all my favorite supplements into one daily drink.
Morning Kick has probiotics to help you lose weight, prebiotics for digestion, superfoods for muscles and joints, and powerful anti-aging supplements. It'll help you feel youthful, energized, and helps manage stress.
I look and feel better than I have in years.
Go to roundhouseprovisions.com, use code BODY, or text BODY to 511-511 and claim 40% off. roundhouseprovisions.com, code BODY.
Every purchase comes with our 90-day money-back guarantee. You could be feeling these changes within just a couple of days.
Text BODY to 511-511.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Message and data rates may apply. Paid for by Roundhouse Provisions.
Texting privacy policy and terms and conditions posted at textplan.us. Texting enrolls for recurring automated text marketing messages. Message and data rates may apply. Reply stop to opt out. Paid for by American Protection Plans.
Honey, what's wrong?
The hot water just stopped out of nowhere.
Oh, no. I was worried the water heater was about to go. Looks like cold showers for a while. We can't afford to put in a new one right now.
I told you we should have gotten a home warranty plan from ARW Home. A new water heater would have been covered and ARW would have come right out and replaced it. No problem.
When major appliances or systems in your home break down, you get stuck with a huge bill. Thousands of dollars of your hard-earned money gone. Don't get caught. Protect your home and your wallet with a home warranty plan from ARW Home. Right now, you can get plans starting at about $1 a day. Just text BRAIN to 200-300 to get started. Absolutely risk-free. Protect your heating, AC, kitchen, laundry appliances, and even your plumbing, water, and sewer. Text BRAIN to 200-300 right now to get 2 months free. Don't wait. Plans start at about $1 a day. Text the word BRAIN to 200-300. Text BRAIN to 200-300.
This is Poll Parade with Fox News Director of Polling, Dana Blanton.
Dissatisfaction with the U.S. Supreme Court is at an all-time high. Here's why. Our Fox News survey finds a record 45% think the court is too conservative. That's more than twice as many as say too liberal. Only one-third think the court hits the right balance in its decisions. But it's not just about the court's ideology. It's politics. Over 80% think partisanship plays a role in decisions at least some of the time. No surprise. Then, most favor establishing a mandatory retirement age for justices and limiting them to 18-year terms. 8 in 10 support each of those proposals. Overall, 38% approve of the job the Supreme Court is doing, but a 60% majority disapproves. That's double the number who disapproved 4 years ago. But while Democrats and independents disapprove of the court, Republicans approve, a consistent finding since three justices were confirmed under former President Trump. I'm Dana Blanton. That's your Poll Parade.
I'm Ashley Dvorkin with a Fox Celebrity Profile with Tom Hopper and Robert Sheehan of The Umbrella Academy Season 4, which premieres August 8th.
Every season you never know what you're going to be doing, which is the best thing about this show for me. Like, I did things every season where I was like, this is just, I didn't even expect to do this, you know, from doing partner dance sequences to like a full line dance sequence to then going back to the 60s. Because I'm a massive Back to the Future fan as well, so I got to experience my Marty McFly moment of like appearing in the 60s. And be like, oh my God.
They shared a memory from their last day of filming.
It was incredibly heartfelt, and I think there was a huge amount of synergy between us as actors in that moment and us as characters. It was the last time we were all in the room together. Pretty much 7 years of our life since we joined the show.
Longest I've ever been on one character.
Yeah. So living within that and living as a group, you know, we really have become like a group of siblings, you know, and the way we operate together.
Ashley Dvorkin, Fox News.
The more you'll know. It's Brian Kilmeade.
How is the economy
under Biden affected your small business?
Well, listen, first of all, you know, it hasn't been the same. I feel like under President Trump, it was better. There was more people spending money. People were like traveling more, spending, getting haircuts more often. Right now, I've seen a little bit down.
All our utilities are up compared to what it was. Residents are complaining about rent and utilities, and that was never a complaint under the 4 years that the Trump administration.
I was a Democrat, and I started to realize the policies that I was voting in wasn't my standards or what I believed. So I was in the wrong side of the aisle. So I decided to do my own investigating, started to watch my own rallies, do research, and I noticed that I was a conservative, a righty, and those were my standards, I believe. And so I decided to go with Trump.
So those are some of the interviews that Rachel Campos-Duffy did on yesterday for our show today, and she's going to be hosting her show on Fox and Friends Weekend from 6 to 10, and she was in Pennsylvania, Allentown, Pennsylvania, Rachel. And what did you expect to find? What did you find?
What I discovered is that Billy Joel wrote a song about Allentown, and yeah. I was taught that by
who?
None other than Brian Kilmeade.
And you still don't? Did you hear any? You heard some of it.
I did. You know what? I heard the song. I actually liked it. I only knew Billy Joel, like Uptown Girl. Like, I actually knew more about Christie Brinkley.
That is the worst song.
Than Billy Joel.
I mean, that is like a childish song. That's like from the 1950s.
I know. Now,
and it's an old relationship that didn't work.
Yeah, it was an old relationship. Yeah. Well, you know, she was a supermodel.
Right. And, you know, she's still looking good.
And you asked the question of the guys on the show, do women like musicians? Because we had some country singers on today. And the answer was yes in this Billy Joel moment. Confirms that
because Billy Joel.
You can't even get a supermodel looking like Billy Joel.
Right. You don't think he's handsome?
No.
All right.
Do you?
No. Not really. I don't look at him as a look, but you know he's so like people like I said.
He's an icon.
Like if you make a lot of money, you have a great job, or you're a musician, or a sculptor, you get women.
Yes. What if you play the clarinet?
Probably.
Can you get women? I don't know if people know Brian Kilmeade.
Played the clarinet. Played the clarinet.
So did I, by the way.
Did you play the clarinet?
I did, but
why
not
didn't
very
you bring
well.
That up?
I did, but you were talking and you didn't hear me.
Do you know the one thing about the clarinet? If you put it down, you can't just pick it up and go like in the guitar. I guess you could do that because your mouth has to be in shape.
You know what? I just found the clarinet to be super unsanitary. Did you guys share reeds with people?
Probably not. No, I hope not.
We did. You forget your reed and then like somebody let you borrow. It was just gross.
That's true. It's like making out with the person.
Yeah, it's like making out with someone else. Yeah. Reed. A lot of mono in those days.
So there was much more. Even on TV shows.
Yeah.
They used to talk about mono. No one gets mono anymore.
No.
Or if they do, they don't want to
win. They get COVID.
Right. And they still win races.
Yeah, and they still win races.
I don't think it's ever going to come here, by the way, COVID-19. I don't see it being a problem.
No, I think we get the whole joke now.
Not anymore.
So let's go back to Allentown.
Hispanic votes.
So Allentown is the third biggest city in Pennsylvania. It's also a majority Hispanic. It's 54% Hispanic. And there's a reason. As you said, and as you pointed out with this song by Billy Joel, it's a working class town. And Hispanics are firmly part of the working class. And I believe that is why Trump, after all these years, is finally resonating with Hispanics, because they're starting to understand, because they saw, you know, when he came on the scene, it was like he talked about the border, and the left was very effective in saying, that's racist, he hates you, he wants to deport you. And then in comes Joe Biden, and they open the border, and they're seeing what's happening to their town. They're seeing what's happening to their wages, because they're competing with illegal labor, right? And so they're saying, wait a minute, there's this one guy, Donald Trump, who's standing up for the working class. He wants to take on China. He wants to take on illegals who are competing for our jobs. He wants to open up energy. Think about that in a state like Pennsylvania, which we know is related to prices.
He wants to keep the gangsters and killers out, and they're here.
Yeah, exactly. And who basically come into their neighborhoods, because if you're rich, you have private security, right? You can afford all kinds of security, but also, you know,
nicer neighborhoods, gates,
et cetera. So he has now become the working class. And the question is, are Hispanics now seeing themselves more as the working class than as sort of a block a racial identity block. And I think that's happening.
Do you think also the fact that we now have Uzbeks and Chinese, obviously Eastern Europeans, Africans, obviously it's not anti-Hispanic because it's no longer all Hispanic coming across.
Right, there's like an 8,000% increase of Chinese illegals coming over the border, military age. People are understanding that this is dangerous. And that it's hurting America.
Rachel Campos, you help Fox News 6 to 10 Saturday and Sunday, yep. a.m.
I'll be there. You will too.
Yes.
It's common knowledge that after age 30, our metabolism changes. We have less energy and gain weight easier. There's a way to feel better, not in years or months, but sometimes in just days.
I'm Chuck Norris. I tried everything. Working with a team of health experts, we came up with Morning Kick. Morning Kick is a revolutionary new formula that combines all my favorite supplements into one daily drink.
Morning Kick has probiotics to help you lose weight, prebiotics for digestion, superfoods for muscles and joints, and powerful anti-aging supplements. It'll help you feel youthful, energized, and helps manage stress.
I look and feel better than I have in years.
Go to roundhouseprovisions.com, use code BODY, or text BODY to 511-511 and claim 40% off. roundhouseprovisions.com, code BODY.
Every purchase comes with our 90-day money-back guarantee. You could be feeling these changes within just a couple of days.
Text BODY to 511-511.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Message and data rates may apply. Paid for by
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron Taylor. At a rally in Montana, Donald Trump made it clear he will defeat Kamala Harris when they debate.
Joe Biden was exposed during the debate. Likewise, Kamala will be exposed during the debate. She will be exposed during the debate or debates.
And he adds Harris is not suited to be the commander-in-chief.
She wants to take away your guns. You like that, right? All right. How about this? She wants to defund the police. Are you okay with that? She wants to allow millions of people to pour into our border through an invasion using an invasion process. I don't think so.
A new report from Microsoft finds that Iran is accelerating online activity that appears intended to influence the U.S. election. The report shows Iranian actors have recently created fake news sites, impersonated activists, and in one case targeted a U.S. presidential campaign official with an email phishing attack. Also at townhall.com, Kremlin's efforts to secure its border following a major move by Ukrainian forces.
Russia has announced what it's called a counter-terrorism operation after Ukraine's incursion into one of its border regions. The measures announced for the Kursk, Belgorod and Bryansk regions that border Ukraine will allow the government to relocate residents, control phone communications, and take possession of vehicles. Ukraine's raid on Russia is the largest cross-border incursion of the war, and it's raised fears that fighting could spread well beyond Ukraine. I'm Lawrence Brooks.
Greek authorities say customs agents have seized 205 pounds of cocaine at the port of the north part of the country. The coke was found on a ship that sailed from Ecuador carrying bananas. Greece's Independent Authority for Public Revenue says the shipment was then due to be transported over land to Romania. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Well, summer is upon us and the weather is beautiful. Everyone has a favorite outdoor activity, golf.
bike riding, bird watching, long walks. Ask 100 people and you'll get 100 answers. But if everyday aches and pains are keeping you on the sidelines, I have one answer. Relief Factor. Relief Factor is a 100% drug-free daily supplement that helps your body fight pain naturally. Developed by doctors, Relief Factor uses a unique formula of natural ingredients. It doesn't just mask pain. It helps reduce or even eliminate it. Wherever you're hurting, back, neck, joints or muscles, in 3 weeks or less, you'll start to feel the difference all day, every day. So whatever you like to do, swimming, pickleball, hanging out in the garden, Relief Factor can help you feel good again and let you enjoy all your favorite outdoor activities all summer long. ReliefFactor.com, 1-800-4-RELIEF, 1-800-473-5433. Fight pain naturally with Relief Factor.
Federal prosecutors in Switzerland say they found Glencore's international unit criminally liable.
The prosecutors have ordered the commodities giant to pay over $150 million in fines and compensation after ending a probe of bribery involving Congo's mining industry. The Swiss Attorney General's office says Glencore International failed to take adequate steps to prevent bribery of a Congolese public official by a business partner. The bribery allegations centered on Glencore's purchase of minority stakes in two companies from the African country's state mining company.
Correspondent Jeremy House reporting. Chinese government has filed a complaint with the World Trade Organization over European Union tariffs on electric vehicles made in China. The Commerce Ministry says China has resorted to the WTO dispute settlement mechanism to safeguard the development rights and interests of the electric vehicle industry and cooperation on the global green transformation. Breaking news at townhall.com. Aerospace giant has a new CEO. Rich Thomason has the story.
One of Robert Ortberg's first orders of business was a visit to a Boeing plant near Seattle. He takes the helm of a company that's been losing billions of dollars, is struggling to fix its aircraft manufacturing process, and has agreed to plead guilty in a fraud case. Amid those multiple challenges, Ortberg says he's excited to take on this new assignment. He retired several years ago, but now at 64, he's coming back with plans to engineer a turnaround at Boeing. Rich Thomason reporting.
Susan Wojcicki, the former YouTube chief executive officer and longtime Google executive, has died. She'd been battling lung cancer for some 2 years, died after suffering with non-small cell lung cancer for the past couple of years. She was 56 years old. You'll find more on these stories, news, and analysis at townhall.com. I'm Ron Taylor.
Hello, Northern California. This is Rollin with the Flag Center. With fire season clearly upon us, we're inviting you to join us in celebrating all police, firefighters, and first responders who keep us safe day and night through thick and thin. We salute you. The Flag Center keeps plenty of thin blue line and thin red line flags in stock. To get yours, stop by the Flag Center at 2124 Hilltop Drive or on the web at theflagcenter.com. Flags, flagpoles, and accessories since 1980.
KCNR invites you to join us the second Friday of the month starting at 8 a.m. for the Gorman Law Hour featuring local attorney Patrick Gorman, a legal expert when it comes to injured workers, compensation claims, and employee claims. So, if you have a legal question or just wonder whether or not you have a legal issue or problem, talk to Patrick Gorman, attorney at law, during the Gorman Law Hour, starting at 8 a.m. the second Friday of the month on KCNR.
News headquarters in New York City. Always seeking solutions, never sowing division. It's Brian Kilmeade.
Hi, everyone. Brian Kilmeade here coming your way. We come to you from 48th and 6th in Midtown Manhattan, where it's been pretty much raining. I'm not complaining because the people in the South got a lot worse, North Carolina, South Carolina, and Northern Florida. But it has been raining here for pretty much 3 or 4 days. Hopefully it'll be nice on Sunday or sometime this weekend. This hour will be joined by Wall Street Journal's Bill McGurn, and that'll be great. But meanwhile, I'll be able to take your calls, and we'll get to the bottom of a bunch of things that are happening. We know the former president of the United States is in Montana. He's en route there. He's going to help out Tim Sheehy. He beat John Tester. He's trailing by 3 or 4 points. John Tester is so worried he's not going to the DNC. He doesn't want to be seen as a Democrat. And then we have Kamala Harris in Arizona. So let's get to the big three.
Now, with the stories you need to know, it's Brian's Big Three.
Number three.
Their military in Israel is very unique to most. The integration between the different armed services is quite remarkable. It's unlike any other nation in the world, second to the United States. So I think they can take on most enemies that are at least 5 to 10 times their size. And they've done it time and time again.
Much to the chagrin of the Arab world, threats from Hezbollah and Iran continue. But where's the action? It's actually in Gaza as the IDF pounds Hamas. Who will light the fuse that blows up this region, if anybody? Plus, there's a huge push to get all sides to the table first.
Number two.
The retirement packet alone takes months to process. You knew that your unit was deploying. I can't think of anyone that wouldn't want to deploy with their surrogate children. That's what a sergeant major is.
That is David Bellavia, a decorated veteran. Get it right. We salute Governor Walz's service, but the truth about his exit and his deployments need to be clarified. It's already causing the Harris ticket embarrassment as vets are calling him out.
Number one.
We'd like to do three debates. We think we should do three debates. We think Fox and ABC, and we also have CBS is going to do the vice presidential debate.
Glad that he's finally agreed to a debate on September 10th. I'm looking forward to it, and hope he shows up.
Yeah, but they also want two more debates. He just ignored that. Trump speaks for an hour, and Kamala for 1 minute. Mass media puts her on a pedestal and then puts bubble wrap around her, but not us. But at least they do agree. There is one debate where they could have some unscripted interaction. The latest from Campaign 2024. Let's bring in Eli Lake, a Free Press columnist, host of Reeducation Podcast. Eli, welcome.
Well, thank you so much. It's great to be here, Brian. I love the show.
Well, thank you.
And I mean, if I can just ask your listeners, on the Honestly podcast feed, I have a great episode this week called The Election of Laughter and Forgetting, which looks at the last 5 weeks from the lens of the Czech novelist Milan Kundera. Don't be intimidated. You'll be able to follow it, but I think it's an important lesson because the memory holing, which is a term invented by George Orwell, of the big, big question on all of these headlines that you just heard is, who's running the country? I mean, if Joe Biden is not mentally fit enough to run for re-election, is he mentally fit to be the president? And we have the media and our political discourse has seemed to entirely drop that question, and that's what that episode is about.
Well, I mean, they have dropped that question, and the whole story about how he got kicked to the curb, Nancy Pelosi is volunteering it. I guess she has a book coming out, but no one seems curious. How a guy that said repeatedly, I am not going anywhere, and when he goes, I got big crowds, 3 network interviews, 4 rallies, and then 1 weekend he decides it's too much, I quit. And he doesn't do it on camera. He waits another day to do it. And when he does do it, then he disappears.
4 days to do it. Yeah.
Yeah, 4 days. And then we don't hear about him, for days. We don't know who's running the country. How did Kamala Harris have a whole campaign ready to go? How did she consolidate all those delegates almost immediately? That's hardly somebody they got caught by surprise. This story's to be written there.
I agree. And, that's why I think while the polls have tightened up, I think Trump wins in November because most Americans still won't be able to get their head around that very big question, and little things that dominate, you know, social media like, you know, J.D. Vance and cat ladies, really, I don't think most American people are going to be paying attention to those stories. But I think that they all understand that the president shouldn't be the president right now, and they'd like to know who is making these important decisions as the world spins off its axis. You started, you know, when you're talking about the headlines, you know, there might be a regional war in the Middle East, you know, after the weekend. Who knows? We've got a potential revolution in Venezuela. The stock market is, you know, not looking great right now. There are really big things that we need a president to do. That's the job. And I am not persuaded. I don't think most people would be persuaded that Joe Biden is up to that job.
All right. So Joe Biden is one thing. Can you tell me anybody that really would honestly tell you that Kamala Harris is up for the job? She has done nothing for the last 3.5 years. And her stances leading up to when she was trying to be president are horrific. I mean, she's pro-sanctuary city. She's pro-giving. She co-sponsored a bill, Medicare for All, with Bernie Sanders. We know about the fracking ban. We know about the offshore drilling ban. Well, we know also that she was all for cutting the defense budget. If she doesn't believe things like that, we need to know what changed and why. Don't you think?
100%. And that's the problem here, is that the process of a primary is where those matters are adjudicated. It's normal in our politics. Politicians will flip-flop all the time. But they have to explain it to the voters, and they have to be challenged, you know, within their own primary. And what you have right now, and I don't know if it can continue, is you have a Democratic nominee who is not being challenged in any way by the media, and the only chance is going to be the debates that, you know, they just, the debate, I guess, single that they just agreed to. And it really is incumbent on Trump, not just for his own political interests, but really because he's the one who has to vet Kamala Harris when the mainstream legacy press at this point seems entirely uninterested in demanding interviews, demanding press conferences, and getting her to say in her own words what her campaign aides are whispering. I mean, that to me is amazing. Like, okay, you've changed your position on fracking. Can you explain why? And, you know, be honest. You know, is it because you want to win Pennsylvania? Because that's probably not going to be good enough. People aren't going to believe that you really have changed your position on fracking. So that's, I think, a big thing coming up, and we'll see if she can get away with it.
Look, I think that, you know, the president's speech, for example, at the RNC, first half great, the second half not great. I think that when you're ripping Governor Kemp in New Georgia, you're losing.
Not great.
Right. I'll tell you right now what I think is great. I'm not saying my word is gospel, but I'll just give you my opinion. But I also am saying J.D. Vance had a fantastic week. He really showed himself, had the certainty on issues, the willingness to take questions, the walking over to Air Force Two. My opinion, had a fantastic week. They think that he's, I'm watching other channels, they say he's flailing. Now, the President of the United States did 1 hour, unscripted press conference, come one, come all. Listen to some of these responses. Cut 13.
You could feel the desperation in that press conference today.
What you saw was a man who was melting down.
Donald Trump is shook.
This is what Donald Trump looks like when he is losing.
I mean, the old bull was pawing and snorting, and he just couldn't stand being, you know, that the vice president's in the limelight now.
A panicked Donald Trump tries to force his way back into the spotlight in the laziest way possible, Frank.
Really? Laziest way possible? An hour press conference? Lazy? Okay. This is a route.
Straight, Kamala. Do it yourself. Do one of those yourself. Yeah. I mean, come on. So, I agree. I mean, listen, I didn't watch the entire thing. I saw some clips of it. It was kind of vintage Trump. He does have the patter of a kind of nightclub comic. This is part of his appeal for a lot of Americans. You know, we all know that they don't take him literally, they take him seriously. That has been a cliche about Trump for some time. But the bigger point here is that his opponent, the current vice president, seems to only be doing, she's not even really doing media. I mean,
she's doing one speech.
Rallies.
The same speech over and over again.
And these canned social media things, like her phone call with like one of the influencers and all of that stuff. And I'm just like, well, that's not a substitute for explaining how you have changed your positions, what your vision is for leading the country. But most importantly, what did you know and when did you know it about Joe Biden's declining mental condition? I mean, that is a huge question. And the fact that overnight Joe Biden went from a selfish man trapped by the delusion that he can be president until he's 86, which I think was the reality, to this guy is the second coming of George Washington and Cincinnatus, is reminiscent of like the late Soviet era, in the sense that we are not the Soviet Union. There aren't, you know, secret police knocking on people's door in the dead of night, and there aren't gulags and things like that. So it's not a perfect analogy, but this one kind of thing. It is a weird historical rhyme because the late Soviet condition in Eastern Europe in particular, but also, you know, in Russia itself, was that most people didn't believe anything from the government or yeah. the official media. And I think we're kind of in this position now. So when you play that, those clips, like saying, oh, he seems like he's breaking down, everything like that, I look at that and I'm saying, okay, yeah, there's going to be a base of people on the coast probably who think that's the real story. But I think there's going to be millions of Americans who are going to look at that and say, you know, I don't believe anything you guys say. And that the media has a real issue right here. There's a legitimation trust crisis that they're facing and that they've been facing that I think we'll see what happens in November, but I think that that's going to be a big part of the story here.
So one of your stories that you wrote, I'm fascinated by, because we're getting to know who Tim Walz is. 70% of the country don't. But the liberal governor from Minnesota, you say all the wrong people are celebrating Tim Walz. In what respect?
Well, what I mean by that is the people, the fringe, or maybe it's not a fringe, the faction of the Democratic Party that thinks that Israel, in its defensive war against Hamas, is committing a genocide, that supported the idea of abolishing the police or defunding the police, that represents a kind of real radicalism, which is much deeper than who wins a particular election or what policy you would like, seem to think that the selection of Tim Walz, because he wasn't Josh Shapiro, was a great thing and represented a sea change in the Democratic Party. And I don't have any reporting, and I actually don't think that Kamala Harris made the decision of Walz over Shapiro because she herself is anti-Semitic. She's married to a Jewish man, obviously. I think, though, that what it shows is that there's an anti-Semitic faction of the Democratic Party that decided to make it an issue, a litmus test, over Josh Shapiro, and whether she had the best reasons in the world or not for choosing Walz, she has appeared to cave to that pressure. And so if you are not willing to say, you people who call for death to America, you people who celebrate Hamas on college campuses are not part of the Democratic Party, and I don't want your vote, which is what we would call a sister soldier moment for what Bill Clinton did in 1992 when he was running, if she's not willing to do that, then it opens the question of, okay, well, do these people who don't have America's interests in their hearts and don't have, our foreign policy interests that are in their hearts, do these people have a seat at the table in a Kamala Harris administration? Because I don't necessarily think that they're going to dictate policy, but it looks like Kamala Harris is trying to say, we don't want to alienate you. We don't want you to, we still want you to vote for us, and, we're going to listen to you. And so even though she says, she doesn't say it, her national security advisor, Phil Gordon, says she's not interested in an arms embargo in Israel, okay, but she needs to say that, and she needs to say it in saying, if you're interested in an arms embargo in Israel, I think that's nuts, and we don't want to have anything to do with you. But she is not willing to go that far.
She is not. Eli Lake, our guest, the Free Press. No, just the Free Press. You talk about the wrong people celebrating because Jamal Bowman, Ilhan Omar think it's a great thing. And if Absolutely. You really want to be a moderate, if you wanted a moderate, they'd be upset by this. Right? And the reason why they were battling for Joe Biden, the last one standing, is because Joe Biden operated as a leftist. These spending programs were not something a moderate would pursue. This green agenda is not something a moderate pursues.
Well, Brian, you're really hitting on something that's so important, because I think that a lot of people didn't notice this. But remember, in July, when we had the crisis for the Biden presidency, who were the people that were all 100% in his corner? It was the squad.
Yep.
AOC came out and said, Biden's our president, he's our guy. Now, why was that their position? Because if you remember, in 2020, Biden was presented as the normie, non-progressive alternative to the hard left kind of candidates that were vying for the nomination. Well, I think it's because they know that Biden was going to lose and that they believe that the DSA wing of the party would be able to take over the party after a collapse in November. And that, to me, was really telling. When I saw Bernie and when I saw AOC coming out four square against Biden, and I realized at that moment, I think we all did, who were the people who were pushing him to the side? Well, it was the kind of Clinton, Obama, you know, people who've been running the Democrats for 30 years. Mm-hmm. It wasn't the, gotcha. the upstart socialists. The socialists were happy with Biden being the nominee because they thought he would lose. This is my opinion.
Yep.
And they believed that once he did lose, they would be able to run the table. And I think that was their plan. And I don't know if Kamala necessarily complicates that, but that's how they're thinking about it.
Hey, Eli, fascinating conversation. We have to make sure that at least American people get to know what they're voting for. Right now, they have no idea.
Absolutely.
Re-education podcast is a chance to find out the latest and go inside what has happened over the last few weeks just in this political cycle. Eli, thank you.
Thank you, Brian Kilmeade.
You got it. Back in a moment. I'll take your calls, and then we welcome in Bill McGurn of the Wall Street Journal. Don't move.
Expanding your knowledge base. It's the Brian Kilmeade Show. It's common knowledge that after age 30, our metabolism changes. We have less energy and gain weight easier. There's a way to feel better, not in years or months, but sometimes in just days.
I'm Chuck Norris. I tried everything. Working with a team of health experts, we came up with Morning Kick. Morning Kick is a revolutionary new formula that combines all my favorite supplements into one daily drink.
Morning Kick has probiotics to help you lose weight, prebiotics for digestion, superfoods for muscles and joints, and powerful anti-aging supplements. It'll help you feel youthful, energized, and helps manage stress.
I look and feel better than I have in years.
Go to roundhouseprovisions.com, use code BODY, or text BODY to 511-511 and claim 40% off. roundhouseprovisions.com, code BODY.
Every purchase comes with our 90-day money-back guarantee. You could be feeling these changes within just a couple of days.
Text BODY to 511-511.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Message and data rates may apply. Paid for by Roundhouse Provisions.
Are you having trouble hearing? Hearing loss can devastate the quality of your life. Now, there's an affordable fix for you or your loved one. Rated in the best hearing aids of 2024 by USA Today, Audion Hearing has the highest quality hearing aids at the lowest prices, just $189.
I actually like them better than my old $5,000 hearing aids.
I could not believe how my hearing and life changed.
Join over 500,000 happy customers by going to audionhearing.com. That's AudienHearing.com.
Did you know your life insurance is an asset you can sell? I'm Jay Jackson, CEO of Abacus Life. For almost 20 years, Abacus has been purchasing life insurance policies from seniors just like you. And at abacuspays.com, we've created a free policy value calculator so you can find out the worth of your policy in just seconds. There are no fees and no obligations. Get real value from your life insurance when you need it with Abacus. Learn more at abacuspays.com.
Not all policies will qualify. Not available in all states.
Fox on Faith with Lauren Green.
The nonpartisan group My Faith Votes launched a campaign to encourage Christians to, quote, think biblically about the issues facing the country after its internal polling showed that few Americans hold a biblical worldview. The campaign includes online tutorials guiding the faithful on how to navigate issues ranging from justice to gender through the lens of God's Word. Colonel Alan West, national spokesperson.
It is about us saying that there are certain things that we believe in and certain things we're not going to accept, and it's not saying that we hate anybody. It's just saying that, you know, for whatever reason, that does not agree with my faith and my belief.
Pastor Doug Padgett, the executive director of the nonprofit organization Vote Common Good, believes the campaign to think biblically is a mask for promoting a conservative faith view and a call to vote for one party only.
It seems, though, often like that what people mean when they say I'm going to think biblically about how I vote, it can feel like a stand-in for I'm going to vote for Republicans only.
For Fox on Faith, Lauren Green, Fox News.
I'm Ashley Dvorkin with the Fox Celebrity Profile with David Castaneda and Justin H. Min of the Umbrella Academy, which is back for its fourth and final season. They spoke about what it was like on their last day of filming.
I was by myself. Nevertheless, I felt obviously very sad, and to say goodbye to that crew who we've been with throughout the seasons was incredibly sad.
Everyone was crying, you know, everyone was like, oh, I'm gonna miss this, and, you know, and because it hadn't hit me, but because other people are crying, I'm like, yeah, okay, I'll start crying too, you know, so I kind of...
Well, what is something a couple
of the things that you're most proud of with this series?
I think how it sort of kept a lot of people company while we were all isolating and during the pandemic. I think that was something that is invaluable.
For both David and me, we've talked about this, the representation that we were able to showcase on the show as a person of Asian descent and as a Latino. Like, you don't see people like us in shows like this often.
Ashley Dvorkin, Fox News.
Now, from the historical audio archives of Fox News Talk.
The gum-chewing, rope-twirler, Oklahoma social commentator Will Rogers was a friend of presidents, heads of state, and politicians. He was often quoted in the Congressional Record, as he was in this recording from 1925.
And I received a wire this week from a congressman friend of mine who wants a copy of my plan to read in the Congressional Record. And I feel pretty good about that. That's the highest praise that a humorist can have, is to get your stuff into Congressional Record. You see, ordinarily, you got to work your way up as a humorist and first get into Congress, and then you work on up into the Senate, and then if your stuff is funny enough, it goes into the Congressional Record. But for an outsider to get in there as a humorist without having served his apprenticeship in either the House or the Senate, well, that, I'm not bragging, but by golly, I feel pretty good. Think about it.
Stay tuned to hear more history as it unfolds before your ears. It's the audio archives of Fox News Talk.
You're interested in it?
Brian's talking about it. You're with Brian Kilmeade.
Hey, welcome back. Guys, it's Justin's last day. A lot of interns are calling it a summer. Justin, this is your last day, right? Since Justin went to Syracuse undergrad and graduate school, correct?
Yes, I graduated with my master's in TV, radio, and film this past May.
And what has this internship been like?
Man, this internship has been a crazy experience. I was here when the assassination on Trump happened, when President Biden dropped out of the race. So much has been going on while right. I've been here. And
crazy.
And it's the best time to be at Fox News during this period and with the election coming up. It's been a fantastic experience working with you, with Allison, Eric, Pete. So I've had so much fun here, and I can't wait for what's going to happen next.
Right. So now, Justin, you need a job, right? Now you got to
get
hired.
Yeah, I need a job. Brian, please help me.
Get paid a lot more money.
Yes, help me, Brian, please.
What do you like, radio, TV, film?
I'm more radio, but TV is always in the back of my mind, so maybe I'll end up on TV someday.
Well, this is a big broadcasting mall. There's nothing you can't do. Film,
everything,
TV,
you
radio.
Name it, I'm there.
Hopefully you'll stay in the building. Justin, you did a great job. Thanks again.
Yes, thank you.
Syracuse has another reason to feel proud. It's not just about Marv Albin and Bob Costas anymore.
4 years fun.
Oh, yeah.
It's back to school time with Memory Lane Antiques Vintage and Collectible at 1773 Highway 273 in Anderson. Memory Lane features timeless decor for the home or office, study or dorm, with a variety of books to choose from, including old encyclopedia sets and classic novels, along with sports memorabilia. Memory Lane also offers vintage clothing, college collectibles and gear, classic lunchboxes, porcelain dolls, tin toys, and stuffed animals. You'll also find antique and upcycled furniture, including desks and dressers, and fusion paint and supplies for the do-it-yourselfer. Memory Lane Antiques Vintage and Collectibles features costume to classic jewelry, including necklaces, earrings, bracelets, anklets, and rings in a variety of styles and colors to choose from. They also feature a distinct Amish collection of items and gifts. Open Monday 10 to 6, close Tuesday and Wednesday, open Thursday through Saturday from 10 to 6, and Sunday open noon to 5. Memory Lane Antiques Vintage and Collectibles at 1773 Highway 273 in Anderson.
Wildfire season is upon us. Being prepared saves lives. Develop and practice an evacuation plan with your household. Stay informed about local fire conditions and follow evacuation orders if issued. Know your evacuation zone. Go to ShastCom911.com. Click on Be Prepared, Know Your Zone. Type in your address and write it down in case of emergency. You can also sign up for Alert Shasta at ShastCom911.com.
Thank you.
We want to invite you to the second annual Justice Crab Feed.
This event will be held at the Reading Civic Auditorium on Saturday, September 28th, and the money raised at the event will go towards combating human trafficking.
Last year, this event sold out. It was great to see Reading come out in full force for this cause.
The meals include crab and tri-tip. There will also be a full bar available.
If you would like information or to buy tickets, email us at justicecrabfeed@gmail.com.
See you there!
The Reading Fresh Alliance is dedicated to making sewing, fashion, and business education accessible for everyone. We are a nonprofit located at 1616 Market Street. Get ready for November 9th as we present Artisan Avenue, the craft of fashion. Experience a runway of a blend of couture fashion to wearable art. Tickets will be available starting October 1st on our website at readingfashionalliance.org. Our call for fashion designers for Artisan Avenue is open until August 31st. Visit our website for more information on how to enter into the fashion show.
Good morning, Reading. This is Rick Hughes, host of The Flatline. Heard every Sunday morning on KCNR 96.5 FM at 7 a.m. in the morning. Just want you to know that God has given us two ends, one to think with and one to sit on. And success in life depends on which one you use. It's heads you win and tails you lose. Come join me on The Flatline and learn about God's tremendous problem-solving device. 7 a.m. every Sunday morning, 96.5 FM, KCNR.
Now is a great time to prepare for the upcoming wildfire season. REU and city staff are busy clearing vegetation to mitigate wildfire risk to our power lines, facilities, and the community. You can also prepare by trimming back shrubs and tree branches that are closer than 5 feet from your home. Clear debris from your roof and gutter and clear dead vegetation on your property. For information about tree trimming and proximity to power lines, call 530-224-4356. Please remember, we all need to work together to prevent wildfires in our community.
Success starts with a single step. At Shasta College, we can help you take that next step forward towards a new career or transfer to a four-year university with your first 2 years done. We have 75 years of experience helping students just like you build their future and realize their dreams. So, what do you want for your future? Success starts at Shasta College. Enroll today. Fall semesters begin August 19th. Enroll at shastacollege.edu.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. 27 years ago, my wife Judy and I started Shasta Gas with the help and under the direction of the Lord Jesus Christ. In fact, we believe He is the owner and we are simply the managers. Through the years, we have received many offers from major national corporations to buy Shasta Gas, but our commitment has always been to be and remain locally owned and family operated. Our daughter Karen Wehunt and her husband Jason now manage the daily operations of Shasta Gas and Shasta Tanks, a new business we started a few years ago. We now have the third generation of family members working in the business. Sunshine Stevens, our granddaughter, and her husband Adam, and our grandson Jason. Our commitment and motto are still the same. Our customers are warm friends. To support locally owned family operated business, please call Shasta Gas Propane at 530-365-3793. That's 530-365-3793.
You think this is the Brian Kilmeade Show?
Oh, it's gonna end. The honeymoon period's gonna end. Look, she's got a little period. She's got a convention coming up. It's about policy. It's not about her. I think she's incompetent because I've watched her. She destroyed California. She destroyed San Francisco. Everything she's touched has turned to bad things. I'm not gonna use foul language, but everything she's touched has turned bad.
Remember, they went into election integrity, attacked Trump, didn't work. She was going to be the border czar. First she admitted she was, then she wasn't. Now she is again and said she was good on the border. And see how things have gone, how the numbers have gone down. And then you see that she hasn't done anything. I mean, if you walk up to her at any moment and talk about any policy, she has no answer. And that's where we have all these montages of a woman just melting down every time she's asked a question off the cuff. And so their answer is, put her on the prompter and don't let anyone talk to her. But Bill McGurn writes the debates should happen, and now they will happen at least one September 10th on ABC. We hope to get one on Fox, and the president wants one on NBC, too.
Bill McGurn joins us now from the for Wall Street Journal. In fact, he's going to be with us shortly. He joins us from the Wall Street Journal editorial board, and he writes today about Kamala Harris and Trump. Mr. Trump, do not miss an opportunity to debate her. The one thing I did do is look back at on YouTube. The reason why people wanted her to run for president is because of the way she was grilling the Supreme Court justices and the nominees for President Trump. You have to see her go after General Kelly. And because she has all the power and she can cut you off, because you're a nominee and you're an expert witness, as soon as they want to answer, she just cut them off. She was being unbelievably, I think, rude and disrespectful. And then when you're Kavanaugh and you try to get confirmed and you go to answer a question, she keeps jumping on you. She looks tough. But when you put her in unscripted debate about politics, because she doesn't study anything, she can't retain any staff, her whole campaign collapsed. In fact, one of the people when they left, and I'll paraphrase what they said, when she fell apart in 2020 before Iowa, even though she had an apartment in Iowa, she had an office in Iowa, she basically moved in there. When everything fell apart, this campaign worker says, I've worked on three separate campaigns. This campaign had no mission, had no strategy, and no plan to do anything if we indeed win. But I give President Trump credit yesterday. He was talking about the debates and his willingness to do it. And he'll do it. Cut three.
We'd like to do three debates. We think we should do three debates. We think Fox and ABC. And we also have CBS is going to do the vice presidential debate. So CBS will do vice presidential. And I have to tell you, J.D. Vance has really stepped up. He's doing a fantastic job.
I agree. Don't let anyone tell you different. Make up your own mind. If you don't want to listen to me and you want to have make up your own opinion, I'm fine with that. I encourage it. But just don't let people tell you that he's struggling, that he is has no answers, has no publicity. They want to replace him. Nobody wants to replace him. I talk to Trump people all day and night. And some of the Trump people don't get along just like in any staff. Nobody wants to replace J.D. Vance. So if you watch him do the press conferences, you know he's going to kill Tim Walz. He's going to memorize Tim Walz's background, and he's going to destroy him. Why? Because Tim Walz is a progressive. He says he's a progressive. The American people don't want a progressive. They want a center-right candidate. That's the winner. You can't even pretend that he's got a center-right background. Now, I thought that it was interesting when we're talking about politics. When you have every time I see Peggy Noonan, I tend to want to read her column. And I just know that she's got a little bit of Trump derangement syndrome. But she's so smart and such a fantastic writer. She happens to be from where I'm from, Massapequa. She had moved out long before I was even in high school. But she wrote for Reagan, wrote for Bush, obviously. She says, what does it mean? This is the theme. What does it mean that she chose Kamala Harris? Tim Walz says, I believe this means she's not going to broad, but deep. She doesn't intend to win this by going an inch to the right, but through the left-wing turnout. The young minorities, those who haven't steadily voted in the past, if ever. She's giving them a jolt, a straight shot of progressive. The future is left-wing, getting them to show up as a strategy. Centrists and Trump-rejecting Republicans aren't their concern. That's so dumb, by the way. If they can be won over through small symbolic or stylistic moves, fine. Everyone's welcome, but they're not a focus. Getting out our people is the focus. And that's when you pick somebody who's more left-wing than you. What bothers me most is they don't want to admit it. I mean, you talk to Republicans, they'll tell you who's conservative. Is Matt Gaetz conservative? Yes. Is there a moderate out there? Larry Hogan. Are they hiding it? No. You know exactly where they stand. She went on to say a few weeks ago, I said, she'd shown no sign of wanting to go to the center and may, in fact, think this is at the same time for a battle between the rightist and leftist policies. Seems to me that's what she's doing. And this is where I'll challenge Peggy Noonan. Through her staff, she changed her positions to seem moderate. Through her selection, she knows she's a progressive. In her being, in her background, she's a progressive. She's a liberal. She sees these programs don't work, so she knows she can't talk about them. It doesn't mean she doesn't like it. Remember, some of the things that you should keep in mind always. In 2018, she voted to end the U.S. involvement with the Saudi-led air campaign against Yemen, against the Houthi rebels. She put it this way in a tweet The Houthis and Saudis are fighting, are now targeting commercial ships in the Red Sea. He says that this hasn't aged well. Now we know the Houthi rebels. We all do. Why? Because they've shut down two waterways in the Middle East, including the Red Sea and the Suez Canal. That these are a bunch of terrorists and moccasins. The Saudis knew they were a problem. As bad as the Saudis can be and as flawed as their royal family is, they are still a better ally than Iran. They're still somebody we can count on who will have no interest in making an enemy of Israel. Believe me. They have no interest in it. It doesn't behoove them. It's not what their population is taught anymore. It's done. And her instincts are Saudi Arabia. And by the way, Joe Biden's is, they're the pariah nation. Harrison 2019 co-sponsored the Green New Deal and its promise of a federal jobs guarantee. Are you okay with our government giving everybody a job? Because you know how they're being paid. Tax dollars. She came out for confiscating guns through a mandatory buyback program. This is what I'm talking about. Mandatory. But now she says she's not going to do that anymore. She didn't say that. Her staff said it. She vowed to in a primary town hall to eliminate private insurance. She also said that with Jake Tapper. She told voters, there's no question I'm in favor of banning fracking, detailing her day one priority of eliminating on public lands as well as ending offshore drilling. That's what she said. So in a way, she's saying I staked to the left wing. But if she was staked to those positions, I would think Peggy Noonan was right. But she's changed because her positions are so unpopular. But if she gets elected, nothing's going to stop her between the honeymoon period that she's going to have, the lack of press conferences or media that will challenge her from doing all those things. She says, this is a quote, this should scare everybody who's in the military or cares about our defense. I unequivocally agree with the goal of reducing the defense budget. She said that to Bernie Sanders. She said she had a proposal to slash the Pentagon by 10%. That vote needs no explanation. Okay. Does this scare you at all? Do you think that we can challenge China, protect Taiwan, make sure help Japan ward off nuclear missiles from North Korea, build a missile defense to defend our country from North Korea, from Russia, from China? Do you know what the former president said? Nobody talked about it. He said, I'm not going to do tips. I'm not going to tax tips. People talk about that all the time. Then he said, when Social Security, we're not going to tax it. That's new, but it's maybe not enough. A lot of the seniors listening to me right now say, I need that staple to inflation. So if inflation goes up, so does my Social Security. I'm not sure what that does to Social Security. I haven't done the math yet, but it's something to talk about. But he's already made a move there. The other thing he says is going to do massive missile defense. He's going to put a huge bubble over our country because this guy's instincts are to protect our country and avoid war. Nothing better than missile defense. I'm telling you, Rumsfeld talked about the same thing. Whether it's in space or on land, we need that. And then what we do is put our allies in the bubble too. And you watch how many more people want to be in the bubble and how isolated Iran, North Korea, China, and Russia will be. China will be the toughest, but let them know we're into it. And the other thing is, when Tim Walz, no one talks about this, his push to end strip mining, they have a 20-year ban on strip mining in Minnesota. Why is it important? Because I believe that they have more rare earth used for batteries and all this green technology in Minnesota, but they don't want to use it because they say it's bad for the environment, even though these companies have proven they'd be environmentally conscious all the way through. Instead, we pay for other people to make batteries, many of which get their paychecks from China, if they're not from China directly. They have a lot of rare earth over there, too. So you can't have it both ways. All right, when we come back, we'll take your phone calls. I see you in Missouri, I see you in Texas, I see you in Orlando. We'll get to them in a moment and find out if there's indeed more to know.
Giving you everything you need to know. You're with Brian Kilmeade.
All Are you having trouble hearing? Hearing loss can devastate the quality of your life. Now, there's an affordable fix for you or your loved one. Rated in the best hearing aids of 2024 by USA Today, Audion Hearing has the highest quality hearing aids at the lowest prices, just $189.
I actually like them better than my old $5,000 hearing aids.
I could not believe how my hearing and life changed.
Join over 500,000 happy customers by going to audionhearing.com. That's A-U-D-I-E-N hearing.com.
Did you know your life insurance is an asset you can sell? I'm Jay Jackson, CEO of Abacus Life. For almost 20 years, Abacus has been purchasing life insurance policies from seniors just like you. And at abacuspays.com, we've created a free policy value calculator so you can find out the worth of your policy in just seconds. There are no fees and no obligations. Get real value from your life insurance when you need it with Abacus. Learn more at abacuspays.com.
Not all policies will qualify. Not available in all states.
It's common knowledge that after age 30, our metabolism changes. We have less energy and gain weight easier. There's a way to feel better, not in years or months, but sometimes in just days.
I'm Chuck Norris. I tried everything. Working with a team of health experts, we came up with Morning Kick. Morning Kick is a revolutionary new formula that combines all my favorite supplements into one daily drink.
Morning Kick has probiotics to help you lose weight, prebiotics for digestion, superfoods for muscles and joints, and powerful anti-aging supplements. It'll help you feel youthful, energized, and helps manage stress.
I look and feel better than I have in years.
Go to roundhouseprovisions.com, use code BODY, or text BODY to 511-511 and claim 40% off. roundhouseprovisions.com, code BODY.
Every purchase comes with our 90-day money-back guarantee. You could be feeling these changes within just a couple of days.
Text BODY to 511-511.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Message and data rates may apply. Paid for by Roundhouse Provisions.
I'm Dana Perino, co-host of The Five and co-anchor of America's Newsroom. Join me for my brand new podcast, Perino on Politics. Listeners of Everything Will Be Okay will gravitate toward this podcast too. Every Monday, I'm going to talk to people I trust in politics as they tell me what they're seeing and thinking in the 2024 election cycle. As they prep me to cover the upcoming election, they'll prep you, the voters, too. Make sure you subscribe to this series on FoxNewsPodcast.com or wherever you download podcasts and leave a rating and review.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
Hey there, it's me, Kennedy. Make sure to check out my podcast, Kennedy Saves the World. It is 5 days a week. Every week, we check in with Jimmy Fallon, bring in authors for the book club, and even treat some of your favorite Fox personalities to a very special happy hour. Download and listen at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your favorite podcast.
Kennedy Saves the World. America's listening to Fox News.
The world of business moves fast. Stay on top of it with the Fox Business Rundown every Monday and Friday. Fox Business reporters, anchors, and hosts will bring you beneath the stock market speculation and boardroom drama to tell you about the biggest business stories of today. Whether you're on Main Street or Wall Street, Fox Business is invested in you.
Listen to the Fox Business Rundown every Monday and Friday at foxbusinesspodcasts.com or wherever you download your favorite podcasts.
It's time to take the quiz.
Five questions, 5 minutes a day, 5 days a week.
History, pop culture, science, sports, civics. How much do you know? Let's find out.
Who was the first person to walk on the moon?
Jackson or something?
Neil Armstrong.
Take the quiz every weekday at thequiz.fox and then listen to the quiz podcast to find out how you did.
Play, share, and of course listen to the quiz right now at thequiz.fox.
Unique opinions. Hear it all on the Brian Kilmeade Show.
I haven't recalibrated strategy at all. It's the same policies. Open borders, weak on crime. I think she's worse than Biden because he got forced into the position. She was there long before. She destroyed San Francisco. She destroyed California as the AG. That is a little of the hour-long press conference President Trump put together yesterday, and now tonight he's going to be in Montana helping out
He's going to help Tim Sheehy beat John Tester. I think he's about 3 points out of Sheehy. He's a really impressive guy, Navy SEAL, buttoned up, good, really good business person. Bill McGurn here, Fox News contributor, Wall Street Journal editorial board member, and former chief speechwriter for George W. Bush. Bill, you write about the need to debate, and it looks like they are going to do it September 10th. Do you sense there's going to be more than one? She will not admit it, but there's got to be more than one.
Right.
Do you think?
I think the pressure's on her to do more than one. Remember, Joe Biden only agreed to the debates because he was losing in the polls, and he thought he had to do something, and he also thought, let's get him over with, right? I think keeping away from the press, she can probably get away with that. I'm not sure about the debates. And I think Donald Trump needs him more than Kamala does for a simple reason. The press is protecting her the way it protected Joe Biden, by not demanding press conferences, answer questions.
It's crazy.
Not at all.
Have you ever seen this in your life?
Bill Clinton
and George Bush, they never would have allowed either one of them.
They would ask, and also as a Republican, it would not just be asked once. Every day would be an editorial demanding one, and so forth. So the debate is Donald Trump's chance to break through this media bubble protecting her and get her to answer on her feet a tough question, which she's been able to avoid in her dealings so far.
I want you to hear, so she did walk over. There's no doubt about it, my humble opinion, that she walked over to the gaggle yesterday because Trump had an hour presser.
Yeah, I think so.
Here's what she said. Cut 15.
President Trump had a press conference today. He talked about a lot of things. I wonder if you have a reaction to what he talked about.
Well, I'm glad that he's finally agreed to a debate on September 10th. I'm looking forward to it, and hope he shows up.
Are you open to more debates?
I'm happy to have that conversation about an additional debate for after September 10th, for sure.
He proposed two more debates.
Like I said, happy to have that conversation.
So, and then she went on to say, I'm going to talk to my people about doing one interview before Labor Day, before the end of the month. One interview? Really?
Right. It's working.
With Rachel Maddow?
Yeah, it's working for her. Why would she change? That's why the debates are so important. Look, in general, I think debates are important because Americans can see, without much in the way of filter, how candidates respond to each other, to tough questions, to being on the spot. Especially important for Kamala Harris, who didn't go through the primaries. So we didn't see any of this before. So I think they both owe it to the country. I would hope that there's more. Now she's again on the back foot because he wants to do two more, right? And she just wants it, so far is committed only to this one. She always says she's happy to have the conversation, but you never know what that means.
So you have a situation where somebody not only do we know little about them, they want to change their positions without explaining it.
Right.
And not even saying it. In her speeches, she's not saying, I am for fracking. I'm for offshore drilling. I am for criminalizing border crossings. I don't know. I want to double the defense budget. It would be different if she was saying that. Then I would like to know why. And should we believe you? But now, we just have her staffers saying it.
Right.
So all I have is her past statements saying the opposite of what I said. And we have the staff, unnamed staff members, leaking that she changed her mind.
Yeah, and also, then it really raises the question, what are you supposed to believe? That she didn't mean these things before, or she gave them up so easily? Basically, it's anything that could get her in trouble, like fracking, you know, with the Democratic base, with ordinary Americans. He wants to present a more moderate image. Joe Biden had an advantage with the Scranton background. He had Bernie's agenda in Biden clothing, and it looked more moderate. His demeanor, he talked in the way of a traditional Democrat. She doesn't have that luxury. She is a San Francisco progressive. The question is, can Trump show that to the American people in the debate? And I think if he's disciplined the way he was in the Joe Biden debate, I think he'll do very well.
I think Tim Walz is going to be a problem.
Yeah.
I think when the more you get exposed to him, they like his demeanor. They want to make him a football coach. Number one, he wasn't the coach. He was assistant coach. Number two, he wasn't a command sergeant major. He was a sergeant major.
Right.
Number two, he might have been, they say he's a moderate congressman. Nobody thinks he's a moderate governor.
Right.
And then we find out that one of these Muslim imams that basically called for supporting Hitler and was for the October 7th attacks has been a constant since 2022 in and around Tim Walz.
Yeah, I think also...
That's the Washington Times wrote that.
I think people get tired of a folksy demeanor after a while if they think it's phony. You know, it's only his shirts and so forth that are moderate. You know, not his actual positions. So I'm not sure that will wear well in people. One big thing that I think he brings up, and this was... should have counted against him in choosing him. He puts crime back on the table. The Democrats want to campaign on January 6th against Trump. But this puts the George Floyd riots in perspective. You know, he refused to call in the National Guard when the mayor asked for help. He called it in, but much later than...
And he puts down the National Guard saying they're 19-year-old
And then
cooks.
Later, yeah, said they were cooks and so forth. So I think this really puts those riots and crime in general back on
what
the
What about
table.
The Trump phone call praising him?
That's what... Look, Trump does that all the time. When you're president, you say things at the moment. You get something that you want. I'm not sure that matters. Yeah, I think the image is... A Minneapolis, St. Paul burning and so is far more powerful.
Well, you and the Wall Street Journal can do a lot to help Kamala Harris just to do interviews, let alone debates.
I would love her to give an interview to me or even you, Brian.
No, I'm either one of us. We're two cool guys.
It's common knowledge that after age 30, our metabolism changes. We have less energy and gain weight easier. There's a way to feel better, not in years or months, but sometimes in just days.
I'm Chuck Norris. I tried everything. Working with a team of health experts, we came up with Morning Kick. Morning Kick is a revolutionary new formula that combines all my favorite supplements into one daily drink.
Morning Kick has probiotics to help you lose weight, prebiotics for digestion, superfoods for muscles and joints, and powerful anti-aging supplements. It'll help you feel youthful, energized, and helps manage stress.
I look and feel better than I have in years.
Go to roundhouseprovisions.com, use code BODY, or text BODY to 511-511 and claim 40% off. roundhouseprovisions.com, code BODY.
Every purchase comes with our 90-day money-back guarantee. You could be feeling these changes within just a couple of days.
Text BODY to 511-511.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Message and data rates may apply. Paid for by Roundhouse Provisions.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.